Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
0-1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome high above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Game 3 of 6 in the 6-game set between your Salem Beer Mongers, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Well, I mentioned the Beer Mongers. Let's start right there. Now, the Salem Beer Mongers, the Salem Red Sox turn into the Beer Mongers as their alter egos on Thursday nights here at home this season. And on Thursdays throughout the year here, not only at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but all season long, the Red Sox have been absolutely dynamic. They lead the Carolina League in pretty much every single category. And as I turn to you, Mr. Giovanni Heater, you did some extensive research on this. The Red Sox, just seems like everything goes right on a Thursday night.
Yeah, everything goes right from an offensive perspective, from a defensive perspective. We'll kind of dig into the nugget of numbers once the ball game gets going and we're ready to go for first pitch. But offensively, they dominate pretty much across the board. And then defensively, when it comes to the pitching, this team is absolutely lights out. Very, very low on the ERA. The opposing batting average, and something interesting as well, Carter, with the odd rotation, it's not like, oh, the same starting pitcher, Noah Dean, goes every single Thursday. No, matter of fact, this is Noah Dean's first start on a Thursday. You've had two starts from Luis Cohen, two starts from Matt Duffy, two starts from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, Blake Wehunt, when he was here, had two Thursday starts. Jojo Ingracia has started one and appeared in three Thursdays. Trenor O'Donnell with one start and two appearances. Even Jedickson Paez, when he was here, started on a Thursday. So if you've had many different guys, pretty much all of your starting pitchers have a chance on a Thursday at this point in the season. They're 10-1 overall, and they're 6-0 here at home.
6-0 here at home, indeed. And again, the Red Sox, every single Thursday evening, while at home, they turn into their alter egos, the Salem Beer Mongers. A little nod to the local breweries here in town, here in Salem, and all that it does here for the community. So on Thursday nights, the Red Sox have been dynamic and will try and continue that here this evening. Well, it's been a good one so far in this series. Looking back to Tuesday, the Red Sox won that one by a final score of 4-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. They took the series opener. And then you come back last night in a back and forth one, if you will. The Red Sox, they were up 2-1, and then Fredericksburg, they tied the puppy up, and then we go to the ninth tied at 2, and the Fred Nats then just kind of took control there in that top of the ninth inning. But overall, a good one for the Red Sox in certain categories. You look at guys like Andy Lugo, Nathaniel Uten, two multi-hit games out of those two. And then Antonio Anderson, an RBI double, that made it 2-1 in the fourth. You look at the pitching side of things too. Jojo Ingracia maybe wasn't his sharpest, but another really good outing for the lefty out of California. 4 innings and 2-run ball. 2 hits, 2 walks, also 8 strikeouts. Connor Steinbaugh did 3 scoreless innings in relief before Francis Hernandez then gave up the lead in the top of the ninth. So again, a tough one for the Red Sox, but you do kind of feel like there are some notes, if you will, to build on as you head into Thursday. And these two teams are very evenly matched as you head into this Thursday night matchup. The Red Sox are 37-34. The Fred Nats 38-33, and both sides are 3-2 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North.
Yeah, evenly matched. We expected it coming into the series, and both teams pretty solid when it comes to pitching, and in particular starting pitching talent, right? Yesterday you had a great matchup, Travis Sikora on the hill for Fredericksburg, and of course a JoJo day for Ingracia there in Salem yesterday. And then today you get much of the same. Harleen Susanna, number 10 prospect in the Nationals organization, he can throw the heat. You're talking triple digit velocity on the bump. And then Noah Dean for the Sox. It just sets up for something exciting here on a Thursday night.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. You know, as we get set and ready to roll for first pitch, there are a lot of storylines. Obviously, on Thursday evenings, that's the big one. But that pitching matchup, and we'll get more into that in a little bit with Harleen Susanna and Noah Dean, sets up to be a fun one here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Looking more at last night's game, again, a 4-2 loss for the Red Sox against the Fred Nets. Each side had just six hits, and you look at what Salem did in the bottom of the ninth. Although they gave up two runs in the top half of the frame, kind of battled back a little bit, right? You're down to your final strike, and Framie De Leon, or rather Nadenyu Ten, steps in from the left side. And facing off against Anthony Arguelles, who has yet to allow an earned run all season long. Little check swing, excuse me swing, Nubber back to the mound, beats it out for an infield single. And then Andy Lugo just barely missed a game-tying homer to tie the game up at four. It would have been his first homer of the 2024 season. Instead, it goes down as his 21st double of the season. It leads to the Carolina League. It sets up second and third, two down, and then Framie De Leon grounds out to end the ball game. My point with that is, it's been a battle all week once again, and you look at last night as a whole, certainly showed that here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I would expect we're going to see a couple more close ones the next couple of days. Tonight, a perfect example as to why. Good pitching matchup, and two highly touted starting nines here this evening between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. Well, it should be a good one here in Game 3 of 6 in the six-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Beer Mongers on a gorgeous Thursday night for baseball in Southwest Virginia. We're going to step aside for the first time this evening. Then when we return on the other side of this break, we'll go through our injury report, starting lineups, and break down again that highly coveted pitching matchup here tonight in Salem. We'll step aside for the first time tonight, and when we return, much more on the other side of this break. You're listening and watching tonight, Salem Beer Mongers Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
All
Our pregame show rolls on from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia for Game 3 of 6 in this six-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and tonight, your Salem Beer Mongers, the alter ego of the Salem Red Sox and the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Taking you through our injury report here this evening, not a lot to update. We kind of turn our attention to Yoel Encespedes, the seventh best prospect of the Red Sox organization. Got the promotion from the FCL a couple days ago. Not exactly sure what the deal is with him. He is not in the lineup here this evening. Reminder, he was in the lineup on Tuesday and was scratched about 20 minutes before first pitch and has not been in the lineup since. So still waiting on Yoel Encespedes' single-A debut. Also a reminder, before we get to starting lineups, tonight's game is presented by Freedom Plasma. Very important to note as well. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064. All right, it's time to take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals. And for that, Mr. Giovanni Hader, take it away.
Fredericksburg rolls out there with a very similar lineup to what you've seen the last couple of nights, but you do have a new leadoff man in there at the top of the order, right fielder Christian Vaquero. He's been in the mix the last couple of days, batted sixth yesterday and batted in the nine hole on Tuesday. He's featured to lead off tonight for the Fred Nats, followed up by the center fielder for the second time this series after a rest last night, Elijah Green. Again, fifth overall pick in the first round a couple of years back, and he's trying to get that bat to come around. Highest strikeout rate in the Carolina League. Armando Cruz back in the mix tonight. He came out of the ball game on Tuesday and was pinch hit for and defensively substituted for as well by Marcus Brown at the shortstop position. And we were worried, hey, is everything okay with Armando Cruz? Well, it seems that he is A-okay. After taking a rest last night, he's back in there and he bats third. Brandon Pimentel, who's been a hot wand all year long for the Fred Nats, he plays at first base and bats clean. Sammy Infante, the designated hitter, ready to bat fifth for Fredericksburg. Caleb Farmer is the catcher. He bats sixth. John McHenry plays second base and bats seventh. Nate Ochoa-Leyva plays in a hot corner at third, and he bats eighth. And Nicholas Peoples, the left fielder, rounds out the batting order in the ninth spot. One more time through for the Fred Nats. It goes Vaquero, Green, Cruz, Pimentel, Infante, Farmer, McHenry, Ochoa, and Peoples. The pitcher on the hill tonight for the Fredericksburg Nationals, quite a treat. Harlene Susanna, the number 10 prospect in the Nationals organization and one of the top pitching prospects for the Nationals. He's out there and he throws the high heat. Touches around 105 max velocity. I mean, it's not uncharacteristic of him in his career to hit 103 with ease. And he has consistently been one of the fastest pitching pitchers, not only in the Carolina Leagues, but in minor league baseball as a whole. The Red Sox are certainly going to have their hands full with him, especially if he can locate the strike zone the way he has as of late. That's Mr. Susanna, the starting pitcher on the hill for the Fred Nats.
Well, and Harlene Susanna, too, one of the key pieces in the Juan Soto trade back in 2022. He came from the Padres to the Washington Nationals, and one of many top prospects in that trade to go alongside Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, to go from San Diego to Washington. Now here in Fredericksburg for the Fred Nats, and here's who he will be facing tonight. The starting nine for the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. Leading off, it's the shortstop, Nizad Zinedzelo, the eighth best prospect of the Red Sox organization, gets the start there once again after leading off in both games so far in the six-game set. You know, he was 3-for-3 on Tuesday, and yesterday quieted just a tad at 0-for-3, but back in there today playing short. In the duo today with Antonio Anderson getting the day off, Brooks Brennan, the 21st best prospect in the Sox organization, gets the start at first and second for the Salem Sox. And in the three spot, the third baseman, Fraley, Encarnacion. So 1, 2, 3, Zanatello, Brannon, and Encarnacion. In the cleanup spot, playing second base, Marvin Alcantara, who continues to rake for the Red Sox as of late. After a day off yesterday, or rather prior to a day off yesterday, you look at what he did on Tuesday, second homer of the year, also an RBI single to his credit as well to help the Red Sox in that 4-0 victory. The left fielder, Nedan Yuten, bats fifth, and in the sixth hole, it's the right fielder, Remy De Leon, making his first start in the outfielder at the single-A level this season. So 4-5-6, Alcantara, Yuten, and De Leon. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, big out, Albert Feliz. And in the eight hole, it's the center fielder, Stanley Tucker. Rounding out the starting nine, playing behind the dish and catching, Juan Montero. So 7-8-9, Feliz, Tucker, and Montero. 1-9, Zanatello, Brannon, Encarnacion, Alcantara, Yuten, De Leon, and Feliz, Tucker, and Montero. On the bump today for the Red Sox is the lefty Noah Dean, the former fifth-round pick out of Old Dominion in 2022, has really had a nice couple weeks down here at the single-A level. He comes in with a 1-2 record, a 3.95 ERA. This is appearance number 12 for him. Start number 10, 43 and a third innings pitched, 56 strikeouts. So overall so far this year, this has been good. Just 24 walks for the lefty out of New Jersey. Looking at what Dean has done as of late, the last time out against the Augusta Green Jackets, that was at home against the Green Jackets. Five innings of two-run ball against the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Picked up his first win of the season. And after that was immediately after going to Fayetteville and tossing one-run ball in 4 2/3 against the Woodpeckers. And that followed up a start in which you were at home against the Downeast Wood Ducks, and he threw five hitless innings against the Wood Ducks, and that allowed him to earn a Carolina League Pitcher of the Week honor. So maybe after a little bit of a shaky start for Noah Dean, he's really gotten things rolling as of late, and now is ready to turn his attention to a dangerous Fred Nats order. Well, taking a look around the Carolina League, looking at the standings here to start the second half of play. Just five games in, but you got four teams tied at the top of the North Division with the Mudcats, the Salem Sox, the Fred Nats, and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Now, there was a rainout yesterday, so the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Downeast Wood Ducks are each 2-2 apiece, half game back of first in the second half of play. Turning our attention to the South Division, the Columbia Fireflies and Fayetteville Woodpeckers are 3-2 atop the division. And then it's Augusta, Charleston, and Kannapolis at 2-3, a game back of first, while Myrtle Beach is 1-4, two back of first place in the Carolina League South. Plenty of baseball to play in the second half of play. Just game number six in the second half of play indeed, as the Red Sox coming at 37-34, the Fred Nats at 38-33. Taking a look around the Carolina League as well. Plenty of games in action here this evening, and obviously we start right here in Salem. The Red Sox and tonight the Beer Mongers and the Fred Nats are going at it here at 7:05 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But then you look around the Carolina League even more. Currently, in the top of the ninth, Down East and Delmarva are going at it. The Shorebirds in game one of the doubleheader are up 4-2, top nine against the Wood Ducks. Bottom second in Carolina, the Mudcats trail the Lynchburg Hillcats 1-0 at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. And then coming up later this season, Columbia Kannapolis, Fredericksburg Salem, Charleston Augusta, the second game between the Wood Ducks and the Shorebirds, and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Well, it should be a good one in game three of six in this six-game set between the Salem Beer Mongers and the Fredericksburg Nationals. First pitch is on the other side of this break. But for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanna Heater and Carter Hill.
All set and ready to go for Thursday night baseball here from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game 3 of 6 in a 6-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Beer Monsters. Ready to start us off on play-by-play duties, my broadcast partner, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Take it away, sir.
Appreciate it, Carter. Another spectacular night for baseball here in Salem. And the storyline, the headline tonight between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals are the fact that the Red Sox are lights out on Thursday nights, 10-1 overall, 6-0 when turning into their alter egos, the Beer Mongers in Salem this season. And you take a look at every statistical category, they're almost the top of the Carolina League across the board. First in home runs, first in extra base hits, first in runs batted in, first in walks, first in slugging, second in team batting average, second in OBP, second in OPS. And you want to look at the defensive side and talk about the pitching. The lowest team ERA in the league on Thursdays and the lowest opposing batting average. Carter, that's kind of the rhyme, the reason to this craziness, to put it quite simply. The Red Sox are lights out on Thursdays.
They absolutely are. They absolutely are. And really, I think a big reason why is they're getting off to good starts, right? I mean, I go back to 2 weeks ago against the Wood Ducks, a 6-run bottom of the first. Last week, a 3-run bottom of the second. And you're getting good starting pitching. And that's a recipe for success. And hopefully that continues for the Red Sox here this evening.
Well, we're ready to roll on a Thursday night in Salem. First pitch on the way to Christian Vaccaro. And he eyes up a fastball high and away. Ball number one. And at 7.05 p.m., we are underway between the Fred Nats and your Salem Sox. Noah Dean on the bump. He kicks and deals the 1-0. Breaking ball misses inside. The count now 2 balls. Strikes for Christian Vaccaro. Take you through the Fredericksburg Nationals batting order. Vaccaro leads off, followed off by Elijah Green. And batting third, Armando Cruz to get us going. The 2-0. Fastball simmers inside, misses the zone. It's 3-0. Brandon Pimentel, he plays first base, bats cleanup. Sam A. Infante is the designated hitter and bats fifth. Caleb Farmer bats sixth. He catches. 3-0 to the leadoff man, Vaccaro. And to get me over, strike pierces the inside corner, 3-1. John McHenry at second, he bats seventh. Nate Ochoa-Leyva plays in the hot corner at third, he bats eighth. And Nicholas Peoples rounds it out in the ninth spot. 3-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss, brings him back. Full count, 3-2.
Vaccaro had the go-ahead RBI single yesterday in the ninth for the Fred Nats. From the left side, switch hitter out of the Dominican Republic.
Noadine winds and fires the set. The lefty delivers. Payoff pitch. Ring him up. Strike three. 94-mile-an-hour heater frozen on the inner half. One gone.
And a good start against Christian Vaquero, one of the prize pieces in the Nationals organization. Mentioned from the DR. Originally from Cuba. Then moved to the DR. Learned how to switch it. Steps in from the right side this evening and strikes out in his first AB.
Brings up Elijah Green from the right side, playing out in center field. Had the night off yesterday. Did appear on Tuesday. The first pitch. Looping curveball snaps into the zone on the inner half. Nothing and one. Elijah Green, 2022 first round pick. Fifth overall for the Washington Nationals. 0-1 delivered. Breaking ball misses down and away, and the count evens up 1-1. And you might be asking yourself, well, at 20 years old, drafted in 2022, what is he still doing in single A? Played his high school ball at IMG Academy. Very prestigious across the board. The 1-1. Breaking ball called a strike, outer half 1-2. Again, IMG Academy, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, any sport, is one of the premier prep schools in the country.
Yes.
Number six prospect in the Nationals organization overall, was ranked as high as number three back in 2023. But the big issue with Elijah Green has been that strikeout rate. Strikes out at over 52% this season, and it's only gotten progressively worse. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball, down it in. That's back-to-back strikeouts to start the game for Noah Dean.
Yeah, you look back to Green on Tuesday, two strikeouts. So five ABs so far in the series and three strikeouts. And what a start for Noah Dean. Back-to-back Ks and two down for Armando Cruz.
Armando Cruz, the shortstop from the right side, lefty on righty, first offer. Swing and a miss on a fastball high and away. 94 outside of the zone, got him to chase, nothing and one. Well, Cruz exited the ball game on Tuesday, did not play yesterday. One strike pitch on the way. Fastball, it's the inside corner. No balls, two strikes for Armando Cruz.
When you talk about where he is in the system too, this Fredericksburg team is loaded really as much as anybody in the Carolina League with Washington's top prospects. Maybe not the top three to four guys or even top five guys, so to say, but a lot of bulk on this roster overall.
0-2, breaking ball hit back up the middle. Noah Dean bobbles, picks it up, and throws with his left hand back to first in time for out number three. Noah Dean doing it all in the first. Two strikeouts, one backwards, one forwards, and fielding his position with a 1-3 putout. We go to the home half of the first, scoreless in Salem. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MLB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. Nizan Zanatello, Brooks Brandon, and Freely Encarnacion ready to get us going. Noah Dean, the starter on the hill for the Red Sox, lights out in the first part of this inning. Two strikeouts and fielded his position with a 1-3 putout. Sat him down 1-2-3. Now the Red Sox at the top of the order for the first time tonight, facing off against the tall righty, number 10 prospect in the Nationals organization, Harleen Susanna. And the first pitch, a sizzling fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's nothing and one. 99, tops out at about 104. Susanna gathers at the belt against the 206 hitter, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 91 mile an hour changeup. Get that at the top of the zone. And it's two strikes for Nizan Zanatello early.
When you add that pitch mix, that's tough for any opposing hitter. But what a challenge tonight for guys like Nizan Zanatello at the top of the order.
0-2. Fastball misses down and away. And the count moves to 1-2. Four homers, 10 RBI on the year for Nizan Zanatello. Went through just a little bit of a slump the last couple of weeks, but has really broken his way out of it. Had a walk yesterday, but a 3-for-3 performance with a walk on Tuesday. The 1-2, ring him up, strike three. Got him with an 89-mile-an-hour breaking ball on the inner half, one gone.
Well, there's a lot to like about Harleen Susanna. Just 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic at 6'6 at the top of the mound. And has that pitch mix with the breaking ball, the fastball, the slider, too, can be a good pitch for him as well. And a nice start for the right-hander against Nizan Zanatello.
Here's Brooks Brannan from the right side, first pitch. And he eyes up a fastball that misses the zone at 101 on the outer half. It's 1-0. Brannan batting 327 with two homers and eight RBI on the year. Had a rest night last night. The 1-0. Fastball tipped into the mitt. Caleb Farmer behind the dish, and it's 1-1. That was 101. Well off the plate inside. Harleen Susanna, originally drafted by the San Diego Padres. Part of the Juan Soto trade, he was brought to Washington. As Brannan fists the 1-1 foul into the seats, 1-2.
And that trade was considered at this point. Now, the Padres got a year and a half out of Juan Soto, and they got a lot back for him from the Yankees this past offseason, but the haul that the Nats got back for Juan Soto is absolutely ridiculous.
One ball, two strikes for Brannan. The pitch. Fastball. This is chopped up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. One out single. Brooks Brannan picking up right where he left off on Tuesday. Again, a rest night for Brannan yesterday, but had a base hit on Tuesday in the series opener.
Well, Brooks Brannan just continues to rake. And again, this is, if you're the Red Sox, this is a challenge you want to see if you're anybody in the lineup, but particularly the top guys, Zanatello, Brooks Brannan. You want to see the top of the class of the Nationals organization. And that's what Susanna really is.
From the right side, it's Freely Encarnacion. First offering. Fastball misses down and away, and the count now 1-0. Well, Brooks Brannan hits 327. Second best to that is Encarnacion in the three spot. The third baseman's hitting 269 with two homers and 17 RBI on the season. 1-0. Breaking ball misses down and away. 2-0. Carter, you and I were talking on the way to the yard today about how, unfortunately, a strugglesome first month in April has kind of plagued the Red Sox batting averages across the board. The two guys that lead everybody came at the very tail end of April in Encarnacion and just a month ago in Brannan. The 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1, 100 on the fastball inner half.
Yeah, and Fraley's been a big piece for the Red Sox. Somebody who can really drive the ball to all fields, plays a nice third base, nice first base. For Salem in the middle of the order as well.
2-1. He swings, drubs it back behind home plate, evens it up at 2-2. 99 on the fastball. Encarnacion, 19-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Hitting nearly 300 in the month of June. 295 to be exact. 2-2. He swings, chops it left side, charging ahead and scooping it. Ochoa on the second, over to first, not in time. So they grab the leading runner in Brooks Brannan. Couldn't complete the double play. 5-4 if you're keeping it at home. Fraley's aboard with a fielder's choice. Two gone here in the first.
And a nice job by Ochoa down at third, but didn't really hit it hard enough for it to be a double play ball.
just 66 off the bat, rolled on top of a breaking ball down and away. And it sets up Marvin Alcantara in the cleanup spot, and really nobody better to have bat fourth. The 19-year-old out of Venezuela hit 229 in May, hit just 149 in April, but hitting above 300 here in the month of June. First pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second, not nearly in time. One of the best stolen bases we've seen all season as far as getting the jump goes by Freilie Encarnacion.
And picked a good pitch to run on, too. Went breaking ball down and away. And with Alcantara swinging, there was really not going to be a shot for Farmer to gun him down at second. Sox down with the runner in scoring position.
One strike pitch to Alcantara. He swings, chops it left side. Charging ahead, bobbling is Ochoa. He gathers, has nowhere to go with it. Going to be an E5. Runners on the corners, two gone.
And now if you're the beer mongers, you got to take advantage. Down to U10 now. Again, what did we talk about during the pregame? The Red Sox have continued to rake on Thursdays. Well, a big reason why is they've gotten off to early starts.
Yeah.
Big opportunity now here.
Two gone. Runners on first and third for Netanyahu U10, the left fielder batting fifth. U10 heading into this series in his last 10 games, just five for his last 36 with a double, three RBI, and two walks. First pitch, runner goes from first. He tattoos it on a line drive into left field. Coming in to score, Encarnacion. Alcantara stops at second. Two out RBI single, Netanyahu U10, and the Sox are up 1-0.
Building off of a two-hit day yesterday. Just going the other way with the pitch, and the Red Sox have gotten to Susana early. Line drive into left center field easily scores a run. And the error comes back to bite Fredericksburg. And Salem strikes first.
Gave him a fastball at 101, but left it right over the heart of the plate. And Netanyahu U10 made him pay for it. Here's Framie De Leon from the left side, playing in the outfield tonight. First and second, two gone. The pitch. Breaking ball goes all the way to the backstop. Free bases for the Red Sox, second and third. Now both of them in scoring position.
And that may be a pass ball on Caleb Farmer. It's called a strike on the outer half. I don't know, maybe he got, yeah, I think he got crossed up because they're now having a conversation now, Farmer and Susana. So I'd be willing to bet that, I'd have to see the replay, but he was crossed up on that pitch and that's why he got back to the backstop.
Regardless, it moves Netanyahu U10 to second after his RBI single. Marvin Alcantara, who was aboard via the E5, stands at third. The extra life for the Sox on the botched ball by Ochoa in the hot corner has propelled the Red Sox in front now 1-0. Righty on lefty for De Leon. Nothing to one the count. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball misses high at 90 on the gun. It's 1-1. That's just wild to see. Now, this is nothing new if you're talking major league numbers, but to see that change up at about 91, 92, 90, that's a spectacle at this level, the 1-1. Fastball hammered into the air towards the gap, left center field. Going back, it's Peoples, and he makes a head-high catch. About 10 feet in front of the warning track for out number three. Well, the E5 gave the Sox an extra life, and Netanyahu U10 made him pay. RBI single, drives in a run, and the Sox are in front, 1-0. We go to the top of two after this on a Thirsty Thursday in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your K9 companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of two on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. First pitch on the way to Brandon Pimentel, and he swings and lifts a breaking ball into the seats left side. The count nothing and one. Noah Dean on the bump for the Sox in his second inning of work. Sat him down 1-2-3 in the first. Pair of strikeouts and fielded his position with a ground ball up the middle. 1-3 put up. 0-1. Breaking ball hammered left side. Gobbled up by Zanatello. He turns, fires to first in time for out number one. One gone just like that on two pitches in the second. And Noah Dean continuing to stay hot. Brings up Sammy Infante now from the right side. 265 hitter. Three runs batted in thus far. The designated hitter bats fifth. Lefty on righty. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball called a strike, outer half. No balls and a strike.
Now, if you know Dean, you got the lead now. Working ahead once again.
A one. Fastball misses up and away. One and one.
Just like he did last week, too. Remember, Noah Dean has pitched fairly well as of late. But last week was the first win he's picked up all season long.
1-1 pitch. Breaking ball runs high. 2-1.
Yeah, my point is, I mean, obviously decisions aren't everything, but not necessarily used to working ahead. So now an opportunity for Noah Dean to kind of pitch a little bit more aggressively with a one-run lead.
2-1. Breaking ball down and in. 3-1. Well, this is Noah Dean's first start wearing that Salem Beer Mongers jersey. Again, if you're listening, Sox wear the light blue frame. Here's the 3-1 to Infante. Fastball in there for a strike at the top of the zone, 3-2. Light blue jersey reads Beer Mongers across the front in red. Navy blue sleeves. A navy blue cap with a baby blue back and a red brim. Payoff pitch. Fastball lifted into the air, right side, tailing foul into the seats, and ducks down to the front row behind the visiting bullpen. 3-2, it'll stay. And believe it or not, because of the Red Sox shortened rotation, this is the first time Noah Dean has towed the rubber on a Thursday this year. Luis Cohen has started twice. Matt Duffy has started twice. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz has started twice. Blake Wehunt has started twice. Three balls, two strikes. Dean deals. Fastball got him on the inner half for strike three. Third K of the day for Noah Dean. Two gone in the second.
Five up, five down for Noah Dean. And is doing it relatively quickly as well. You mentioned the three strikeouts so far. And just paints that pitch perfectly on the inside corner at the knees. Two up, two down.
From the right side, Caleb Farmer digs in. 179 hitter. The pitch. Check swing. Didn't matter. Breaking ball falls into the zone outer half. Nothing at one. JoJo Ingracia, one start and three appearances on Thursdays. 0-1 on the way. Fastball dances at the ankles. 1-1. Trenor O'Donnell, two appearances. He actually started on a Thursday this year. And then finally, Jedickson Paez. One Thursday start before quickly going up to the high A level in Greenville. This is Noah Dean's first Thursday start of the year, the 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss, 1-2.
And Trenor O'Donnell is somebody who we maybe will see tonight. Can back up Noah Dean from time to time.
Well, we had a little inkling of it, we will admit. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses just inside. 2-2. Well, all of the pitchers did what is called the beep test today, where they basically run shuttle sprints on beeps that progressively get faster in pace, similar to the pacer test. 2-2. Breaking ball, nub foul, left side, keeps him alive at 2-2. And the pitchers that are most likely to throw that night don't have to run.
Yeah.
Well, Noah Dean did not run. And the only other guy we saw sitting out was Trenor O'Donnell. There's your inkling he's going to be piggybacking out of the pen. 2-2. Fastball hammered into the air, right side, camping underneath it, Framy De Leon. Out and right for the first time in quite some time. And he hauls it in head high for out number three. Dean continues to deal. Six face, six sat down through two. We go to the home half of the second. 1-0, the Red Sox lead on a Thirsty Thursday here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second on a Thirsty Thursday here in Salem. 1-0 the score, and the Red Sox are in front. 7-8-9 due up for the first time tonight. Albert Feliz, the DH. Stanley Tucker out in center, and Juan Montero behind the dish. Well, you had a little bit of everything in the first inning offensively for the Sox. One run scored on two hits off the barrel of Brooks Brandon and Tana Uten. An error kept the Sox alive, and then two runners were left in scoring position. Harleen Susana, the number 10 prospect in the Washington Nationals organization, on the bump for his second inning of work, ready to face off against Big Al from the right side, who's homered six times this season. It's a 1.26 batting average. First pitch on the way, and a fastball misses high and away. The count now 1-0. Well, you have some of the craziest exit velo we've seen this year from the right side. And then you have a righty pitcher with the fastest velocity we've seen. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got up with a breaking ball. Changed it up at 91, and it's 1-1. I can only imagine a 101-mile-an-hour fastball tattooed like 112 off the bat of Big Al. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changed it up again on the inner half. 1-2. He's yet to feed him a fastball. That's part of the scouting report on Albert Feliz, is give him the breaking ball, because we'll make you pay with a fastball high and in. One ball, two strikes. Susana kicks and deals. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Went with that breaking ball again and got him to wave at it. One gone.
Yeah, and a nice start for Susana in the bottom of the second. Kind of need that shutdown frame now. You gave up the run in the home half of the first, and your offense posts a zero in the top half of the frame. You want to kind of keep this game right where it's at if you're Susana and the Frednets.
From the right side, Stanley Tucker for the first time tonight. First pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike on the inner half. 0-1. 152 hitter with a home run. It was a grand slam about a month back. 14 RBI for Tucker. 0-1 pitch. He swings and tips it back to the netting. 0-2. Stanley Tucker looking to awaken that bat a little bit towards the bottom of the order for the Sox. 21-year-old played his final year of college after 3 years of JUCO ball at Texas A&M in the SEC. 19th round pick in 2023. 0-2. He swings, dribbles it, left side foul. Stays alive, 0-2. In the last 10 games heading into this series, three for his last 32. And those three hits, all singles. An RBI, six walks, 13 strikeouts. Does offer some speed with four stolen bases in the last 10 outings. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Two gone. Back-to-back K's for Harlene Susanna. Juan Montero digs in from the right side at the bottom of the order.
Yeah, now Susanna now settling into a little bit of a rhythm, too, it appears like. And now you got the bottom of the order. And, you know, Juan Montero's not typically in there, but when he is, he makes it count, it seems like, as of late.
First pitch, Montero eyes up a fastball down and away at 101. It's 1-0. Good for about two or three appearances a week, typically two. This is his first appearance this week against Fredericksburg. Did, however, play on Sunday against the Green Jackets, the 1-0. He swings, dribbles it left side. Charging ahead is the shortstop. Gloved and fired to first out of line by Armando Cruz for out number three. 6-3 if you're keeping it at home. Montero starts 0-1 after his last outing. He was 2-for-4. We go to the top of the third after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third on a thirsty Thursday in Salem. 1-0 the lead for the Red Sox. Noah Dean on the bump for his third inning of work. He's faced six, he's sat down six, and he has three strikeouts up to this point, ready to face 7-8-9 in the Fred Nats order. John McHenry, Nate Ochoa, and Nick Peoples for the first time tonight. Carter, Noah Dean early on, been lights out. That breaking ball really working for him with two strikes.
Yeah, been really, really good, Noah Dean, so far today. So far, six up, six down against the Fred Nats, and hasn't allowed a base knock to your point, and also thrown just 28 pitches so far.
First pitch to John McHenry. He pulls back a bunt on a fastball high and in. Count 1-0. 127 hitter with a homer and six runs batted in for McHenry. He's playing over at second base tonight. Plays a little bit of everywhere for the Fred Nats. 1-0 pitch. Fastball runs high. 2-0. Take a look at John McHenry, the 23-year-old out of Chico, California. He's had quite the journey to get to this point. Two balls, no strikes. It's brought home. Fastball swing and a miss on the outer half, 2-1. He was signed from the Spearfish Sasquatch in South Dakota. That's Independent League Baseball. He's the first ever Sasquatch player to be offered an MILB contract. As a breaking ball runs down and in, 3-1. He was sent up earlier this year for 26 games in Wilmington. Slashed 129, 276, and 177. 3-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. Got him to chase high. Fills it up 3-2. He then rejoined the Fred Nats back on June 3rd and has been here for the remainder of the month. Before playing that Indy League ball, he attended Siracusa Community College in Ridgecrest, California. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses, down and in with a fastball, and it's a full count walk to lead off here in the third.
First base runner of the day for the Fredericksburg Nationals comes in the form of McHenry. Now, if you're the Salem Sox, double play ball would be nice. Ground ball up the middle. Worked to Salem's advantage yesterday. The Red Nets grounded into two double play balls, and that was a big plus in yesterday's contest.
There's Nate Ochoa-Leyva from the right side. Pickoff over to first, and standing up safely, John McHenry. Ochoa-Leyva, the 6'4", 20-year-old, out of Burlington, Ontario, Canada. Sixth round pick in 2022 to the Washington Nationals. Looks every inch. And that's 6'4". Finally, the first pitch. And a fastball misses down and in. Deflects off the mid of Montero. He fires down to second. Kind of pulls Anatello off the bag, and sliding in safely is McHenry with a stolen base. Probably a wild pitch.
Yeah, probably. I actually got to admit, I was looking down, so I didn't see the full pitch at its length. I don't know if he was taken off on the pitch. But regardless, the Fredericksburg Nationals base it away from tying this puppy up here in the third.
1-0 the score, Red Sox in front. Two hits for the Sox, none for the Nationals. 1-0. Breaking ball runs high, 2-0. Lone base runner surrendered via the walk. And now Montero going to have a conversation here with Noah Dean.
Yeah, after the walk and starting off 2-0 against Ochoa. Yeah, wild pitch for Noah Dean. Allowed him to advance to second. Still yet to give up a hit, but at the same time, you know, runner in scoring position, but a couple outs away from getting out of the jam. And his stuff's been good so far today. Three strikeouts, deucing the ground balls when needed. And again, has come into his own as of late here in Salem. And it'd be nice to post a zero here and keep this a 1-0 ball game, because I do think this will be a game where you will see some runs scored eventually at some certain points.
Two balls, no strikes. Southpaw on the hill for the Sox. He delivers 2-0. Fastball hammered back to the net, foul, 2-1. Ochoa Leyva with a 195 batting average, 3 homers, 20 RBIs. Played his high school ball at Notre Dame Catholic up in Ontario. Runner off of second, nobody out, top of three. 2-1 on the way. Fastball misses at the hip, down it in, 3-1.
The one thing about Noah Dean is, you look at last time out, had the 6 strikeouts, but also had 5 walks. So that's the big thing going forward, is just limiting the base on balls as a whole.
3-1, breaking ball, falls in the zone, 3-2. I'll tell you what, Noah Dean, as far as development goes, might be the most impressive development story that I've seen in my time in minor league baseball up to this point. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He offers the payoff pitch. Fastball dribbled foul left side. Keeps Ochoa alive. We'll do it again at 3-2. Noah Dean. One-time bullpen arm at Old Dominion in the Sun Belt Conference. Drafted in the 5th round. Red Sox wanted to turn him into a starting pitcher. They've done just that. But it's been a bumpy road to get there. Payoff pitch. Runner goes. Breaking ball misses. Throw down to third. And sliding in head first, John McHenry with a stolen bag.
And again, picked a good pitch to run on.
A walk for Nate Ochoa as runners on the corners with still nobody out for the bottom of the order, Nick Peoples.
Went breaking ball low and in, and not only did he induce the walk, you get the stolen back. So now first and third, to your point, nobody out. Middle infield will likely play back. Corners may play in this situation, and Encarnacion's about 2 steps behind the third base bag.
Peoples appeared yesterday, sat down on Tuesday, 200 hitter on the dot. First offering. And the righty looks at his strike, breaking ball, inner half, 0-1. Homer, 1 singular RBI, but an OBP of 444. A 1 pitch. Fastball simmers on the inner half for a strike. 0-2.
Strikeout here would be massive. Because then you get the strikeout out number one, then you're a double play ball away from getting out of the inning unscathed. And I think that's the goal right now for Noah Dean and company. But you got to be careful with the runner off at third.
First and third, still nobody out, top of three in Salem. Pick off to first, and head first slide sees Ochoa back in there. And I'll tell you what, it's a long way down when you stand at 6'4".
It is. Yes, it is. That's a good point.
Kind of lumbers back down to the first base bag.
Diving back into the first base bag, indeed.
No balls, two strikes for Nick Peoples. And he calls time.
Well, and Peoples had two strikeouts yesterday. Certainly capable of the K. And Noah Dean looking for number four. This would be the end of his first time through the order.
A pair of strikeouts, a walk, and a ground out yesterday for Peoples. Dean deals, 0-2. Breaking ball, rings him up at the knees, strike three. Noah Dean's got four. That's the first out in the third.
Backwards K for Noah Dean. Third for him on a strikeout looking in that situation. You mentioned the four Ks overall. Got him looking three times, and now you go back to the top of the order for Christian Vaquero, who also struck out looking, and again, had the big-time go-ahead RBI single yesterday in the night.
Lefty on righty once more, Vaquero from the right side. Pick off to first. And ahead for a slide, sees Ochoa get there.
And I understand why you're worried about Nate Ochoa now, because now with one down, I could see the Frednets wanting to run him in this situation.
Especially
stay out of a double play.
Right, take the double play out of effect. Not the fastest guy in the clubhouse in Ochoa. Again, 6'4", but can cover distance quickly. First pitch to Vaquero. Fastball misses down and in. This might have clipped him on the knee. He says it did. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres agrees, and the bases are loaded with one gone.
Yeah, did that maybe go in between his legs? I mean, I know it hit him, but did it clip him in between his legs? It was kind of a funky spot. Maybe behind him? Yeah, I think it was behind him. Clipped him on the backside.
On the hamstring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's got to sting a little bit, right?
Does not feel good, I'm sure, for Christian Vaquero.
It was a fastball at 94 on the gun that was well inside. Well, the table's set. Elijah Green, fifth overall pick back in 2022. Bases loaded, one gone. Infield staying out for the Sox. First pitch breaking ball. He swings and misses, 0-1.
Try for the double play ball now with Green down the line. Now, the Frednets were going to try a safety squeeze with Vaquero. And unfortunately for Noah Dean, just kind of yanked it behind him. But now, again, double play ball, that gets you out of the inning.
Noah Dean from the belt. Hoists the 0-1. Fastball misses inside. Nearly yanked it and hit Elijah Green. It's 1-1.
Also important to note, still not a hit so far in the inning.
Still not a hit in the game for the Nationals.
Yeah.
Red Sox lead it 1-0, but the bases are loaded with one gone in the top of three for the Frednets. One wall, one strike to pitch. Fastball swing and a miss. Inside corner, 1-2. Elijah Green, strikeout victim of Noah Dean. That was back in the first. Number two out of four. Dean with a long look in, has the ball in his left hand behind his back. And now Elijah Green calls time, wipes off the bat, readjusts his grip. Practice hack. Steps back in from the right side once again. Taps the bat on home plate, points it forward. One more practice hack with the twig, raises above his right shoulder. And Dean delivers 1-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. He struck him out. 94 with the heat, outer half. Two gone, and the fifth strikeout of the day for Dean.
Well, Elijah Green now 0-for-6 in the series with four strikeouts, and none bigger than right there. Because now you're not away from escaping the jam as here comes Juan Rivera to have, I would think, a fairly quick conversation. He's quick with it on the ball.
He is. Armando Cruz stands in now. The shortstop grounded out right back to the pitcher. First time around, a slow roller that Dean was able to corral, bobbled it, picked it back up with his left hand and put it on a rope to first. Dean, another one of those guys that has no issues, it feels, fielding his position.
No, absolutely not.
The Sox are kind of blessed with that.
Yes. Yes, they are. Well, we saw yesterday, little infield single off the bat of Nathaniel Tin give Anthony Arguelles some trouble for the Frednets. And that's just one play, but my point is, like, it's tougher than you think to field your position on the ball. And the Red Sox, for the most part this year, have done a pretty nice job.
Bases loaded. Two gone. Top of the third for Armando Cruz. First pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. It deflects off the mitt of Montero. He's able to recollect before anybody can move. It's 0-1. But it took you to the edge of your seat, no doubt about it.
He squirmed about 4 or 5 feet away, but not really a chance for McHenry to score on that one.
I'll take you back to the last time I saw Armando Cruz stand in the right side with the bases loaded. First, the 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nearly took him to a knee. 0-2. It was in Fredericksburg last season. Saturday night game, Dylan Cruz was making his debut. Number 2 overall pick out of LSU to the Nationals. Bases loaded. 7-run comeback in the bottom of the ninth. Armando Cruz tied the game with a grand slam to even it up 7-all. The Red Sox would win it after a grand slam of their own in extras. 11-7 was the final score that night. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Took him to a knee once again. Dean's got 6, and he gets out of the biggest of jams. Bases loaded, nobody out. No problem for the lefty out of ODU. We go to the home half of the third after this. 1-0, the Sox stay in front. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long right here on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. 1-0, the Red Sox in front. And they go back to the top of the order for the first time tonight. It's Hans Anatello, Brooks Brannon, and Fraley Encarnacion all set and ready to face off against the righty on the hill, Harleen Suzana. Number 10 prospect in the Nats organization, in for his fourth inning of work. Well, the Red Sox are lights out on Thursday nights. 10-1 overall, 6-0 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. They lead the league in nearly every single statistical category, both offensively and defensively, looking to keep it going as the beer mongers here tonight. Nizan Zanatello, the eighth best prospect from the right side, first pitch. And he looks at a strike. Fastball on the outer half, 0-1. Zanatello struck out looking his first time up. Was huge on Tuesday. 3-for-3 with a walk. 0-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. Evens it up 1-1. Gorgeous night out at the ballpark. Good crowd on hand. We got $2 drafts tonight. And a great matchup between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. 1-1. Fastball called a strike. Top of the zone, 1-2. 102 off the right arm of Harleen Suzana, who again was brought to the Nationals as a part of that Juan Soto trade. Originally was in the San Diego Padres organization. He offers 1-2. Swing and a miss. Changed it up at 91 below the knees. One gone. Second strikeout for Nizan.
Yeah, and Suzana's a nice arm, too. There's no doubt about that. Looking at that Juan Soto trade. I mean, the names in this trade between the Nationals and the Padres back on August 2nd, 2022 is unreal. Soto and Josh Bell going to the San Diego Padres.
Here's Brooks Brannon, first pitch. Fastball pierces the inside corner for a strike, 0-1.
And then the Nats got Luke Voit, who, of course, was a big league first baseman at the time. Mackenzie Gore, who was the prize of that trade from a prospect standpoint.
0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1.
You're seeing what C.J. Abrams is now doing in the nation's capital. Robert Hassel III, and then James Wood is knocking on the door. I mean, the Nationals fans out there are stoked about him.
James Wood's
doing
right there.
Yeah, Triple-A Rochester, absolutely.
1-1. Swing and a roper right side, past the diving glove of Pimentel at first. Brooks Brannon with his second hit of the day. He's 2-for-2.
Brooks just stays hot, man. Day off yesterday, two for two day. Today, the start is after him.
That base hit earlier today brought him up to 340.
Yeah.
Now, this is his fourth week at the single-A level. With the smaller sample size, you got to think that base hit could bring him up maybe even 345.
Yeah.
Here's Fraley Encarnacion from the right side. Brooks Brannon off of first with a one-out single. First pitch. Fastball misses at the ankles, 1-0. Well, you go Brannon with the best batting average. So close to being a qualified batsman, if you will. Encarnacion right behind him. 268 hitter, two homers, 17 ribbies, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball high and tight. 1-1. Fraley was aboard with a fielder's choice back in the first. Stole a bag and ended up coming around to score on Nathaniel Uten's RBI single. Susanna nods his head. Kicks and deals, 1-1. Runner goes from first. Breaking ball misses down and away. Throw down to second. One hops into the mitt of a covering McHenry. But Brandon's in there safely with a hands-first slide. And it puts a runner in scoring position with one gone for Encarnacion. A 2-1 count.
How about a stolen bag for Brooks Brannon? Showing off the wheels.
Not every day.
Head-first slide. Tried the swim move, but I don't even know if he needed to. But a nice job by Brooks Brannon. You'll take that.
Encarnacion now looking for RBI number 18 on the year. 2-1. Swings and dribbles it left side. Charging ahead Armando Cruz. He gloves. Fires on the run to first in time for out number two. Brannon moves 90 feet away to third.
Sets up a big spot for Marvin Alcantara, who again is 0-for-1 today. But with what he's done recently for the Red Sox, in clutch situations for St. Back to Tuesday, had his second homer of the year, RBI single. 3-for-3 day on Sunday, 3-for-4 day, I should say. Regardless, heating up at the right time in a big spot here.
Leads the team with 56 hits. First pitch, he swings, ropes it right side, scooped up by the second baseman, McHenry. Short throw to first is there to end the inning. Base hit by Brooks Brannon. He's stranded at third. The Sox stay in front 1-0. We go to the fourth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. 1-0 lead for the Red Sox, out hitting the Fred Nats 3-0. And a big part of that has been this guy, the lefty, the southpaw on the hill, Noah Dean. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni. He'd appreciate you there. Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game three of this six-game set. 4-5-6 to go in the Fred Nats order. Brandon Pimentel, Sammy Infante, and Caleb Farmer, the starting catcher. As Gio alluded to, Noah Dean back on the bump for his fourth inning of work, and he's been fairly sharp so far. Sure, the two walks, the hit by pitch, but still hitless so far in three innings of work. Lefty on lefty matchup to start the frame. First pitch, he kicks and deals, and he swings and ropes it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. First pitch for Pimentel, he singles up the middle, and the Fred Nats have something cooking here in the fourth. Never fails.
Yeah.
We mentioned the hitless first three frames and a single on the first pitch.
Well, second time through is a big part of that, I think.
Absolutely. brings up Infante from the right side. Sammy Infante, the designated hitter, is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch from the stretch. He winds and fires, and he takes a strike outside corner. Right at the belt, and the count starts at 0-1. Sammy Infante for the Fredericksburg Nationals, former second-round compensatory pick in the 2020 Major League Baseball draft. 0-1 from the belt. Breaking ball sails high and away, and it evens up the count at 1-1. Former 71st overall pick, and you know, maybe has struggled a little bit to start his professional career, but what an opportunity down here in Salem, and specifically with Fredericksburg as a whole. 1-1. Swing and a tipper into the mitt of Montero, and it moves the count to 1-2. At 257 is Infante, no homers, 3 ribbies. And, you know, those numbers, quite frankly, are as good as it's been in his pro career. Third full season with the Fred Nats. He played in 100 games with them in 2022. 1-2 and Dean delivers. He swings and pops it up foul, first base side. Infante stays alive. 100 games with the Fred Nats in 22, in which he hit 2-10 with 17 homers and 56 ribbies. Now, the funny thing is, the power has kind of disappeared since then. Played in 74 games last year, 243, 2 homers and 34 RBIs. 1-2, and time's called. Just behind home plate, and just in time by Pedro Torres, and we'll reset. And so far this year, we mentioned that 257 has not gone yard with 3 RBIs. And he's been with 3 different teams this year, the Florida Complex League, High A Wilmington, and now Fredericksburg. 1-2, wave and a miss, he got him strike 3. Noah Dean continues to deal. For the lefty out of ODU, that's strikeout number 7, and there's 1 down.
And Noah Dean cooking, and you go game by game for Noah Dean so far this season. Highest strikeout total is 8. He's right on the cusp of that.
First pitch to Caleb Farmer, and the lefty will throw to first instead. Head first slide back in there for Pimentel, and we'll reset and do it all over again. Caleb Farmer, 0-for-1 with a fly out to Framie De Leon out right. Stands in at 6-2-205. First pitch, winds and fires. Swing and a miss through a high fastball. And the count starts at 0-1. Anaheim Hills, California. Just outside of Anaheim, California.
Oh, there you go.
In the LA area. Orange County. In Southern California. 0-1 from the mound, and he sees a high fastball, evens up the count at 1-1. Caleb Farmer's a Division II guy, played his college ball at Colorado Mesa, and because of his numbers there, earned a professional opportunity in 2022. 1-1, Wyans and fires. He swings and lifts it into left, moving back down to U10, towards the track. He's there and makes the leaping grab for out number 2. All the way to second was Pimentel. He heads back to first. And what a play by Nathaniel Uten. 2 down.
Yeah, especially you see he's got those shades on and he's holding the glove over his head right now because he's looking directly into the sun out there.
It is that time of night. Here's the replay on MILB TV. Shading the glasses, making the grab just on the edge of the track. It's that time of night. That time of night where the sun begins to set right behind the ballpark itself. And the shadows, they pretty much lurk through two-thirds of the field right now. First pitch, winds and fires, and the first pitch to John McHenry misses low and in as the count starts at 1-0. About two-thirds of the field are covered in shadows. About 15 feet in front of the warning track and deeper is when the sun is still a factor. All the way around. 1-0, Wyans and fires, wave and a miss at a breaking ball in the dirt, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
He made him look silly with that one.
Yes,
that was
he did.
A nice pitch.
And Noah Dean's been on point. Still just 1 hit allowed so far today on the Pimentel leadoff single here in the fourth.
Well, showed the ability to get out of a jam too, right? Loaded him up with 2 walks and a hit by pitch last frame, and got the final 3 outs, no problem.
1-1 from Noah Dean. And the lefty throws to first. They have him picked off. Throw to second tack, put down, and it's in time for out number three. So Brandon Pimento runs the Fred Nats out of the inning. And to the home half of the fourth, we go in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game three of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. It goes 5-6-7 in the Red Sox order. Nick Denny Uted, Framie De Leon, and Albert Bailey, says Arlene Susana, is back on the bob for his fourth inning of work. The righty out of the Dominican Republic. So far today, he's been pretty good. Three innings, three hits, a run. It was unearned. Four strikeouts and no walks. First pitch from the belt as he winds and fires. He swings and nubs it foul, first base side, and the count starts at nothing and one. Now, Nathaniel Utsin had the RBI single through the left side back in the first. That, though, again, was an unearned run. E5 on Nate Ochoa allowed the inning to continue, and the Red Sox to take the lead. 0-1, he kicks and deals, and it's a breaking ball in their first strike outside corner at the knees, and it moves the count to nothing and two. So Utsin with the ribby single, raised his average up to 238, five homers and 28 ribbies. Follows up a day yesterday in which he had a triple and an infield single. 0-2, breaking ball just misses low and outside. One ball, two strikes. And Harlene Suzana still at the single A level, but I think he's knocking on the door to go to high A Wilmington. The Blue Rocks in Wilmington, Delaware. 1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him strike three. Number five on the day. And there's one down.
Yeah, you got to think if he keeps pitching similar to this, putting himself in a good spot. Really starting to locate better, right?
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. When you throw that fast, sometimes it's hard to locate it. That was his issue when Red Sox faced him twice last year. But kind of seems like a new pitcher this year when you're throwing a lot less balls and a lot more strikes, forcing guys to swing.
Here's Framie De Leon from the left side. First pitch, and he swings and nubs it foul, third base side. Count starts at nothing and wide. And really, though, too, for Harlene Susano, it is still just his third year of professional baseball. He was in the Padres organization for just a couple months. He signed in January of 2001. He swings and lines it foul down the third baseline. Quickly 0-2. Signed with the Padres in January of 2022. Traded in August of 22. Well, in August of 22. So it was only in the organization for 4 months of a season. Then goes to the Nats organization. And he did pitch a tad bit with Fredericksburg in 2022 after pitching in the ACL with the Padres, the FCL with the Nationals. 0-2. Misses low and outside. Moves the count to 1-2. But got three starts with the Fred Nats, and then 17 last year. The ERA was 5.14, and this year, on start number 13, 1-2, winds and fires, he swings and tips it foul. De Leon stays alive. So yes, again, you would think at some point soon, Susana will get the opportunity to move up to the high A ranks. And so much to like about this young man from the Dominican Republic. 1-2, ring him up, strike three on the outside corner. And De Leon didn't appreciate the call. 93 on the slider on the outside corner of the zone. Trackman has it as a strike, so does Pedro Torres, and there's two down.
That's a good pitch, a really good pitch. Brings up Big Al, back-to-back strikeouts. Susana starting to take control a little bit here, especially against the bottom of the order in particular.
Here's Big Al. Albert Bailey's first pitch. Breaking ball misses low and outside. Check swing, though, appeal to first, and he did not go. According to Richie Arredondo.
I mean, the only guy that's had his number, I guess Nathaniel Uten, RBI single and a strikeout, but Brandon is 2-for-2.
Other than that,
he's had everybody else beat.
1-0. Misses low and in. Moves the count to 2-0. By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. 2-0 from the bell. Wave and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Fishwick and Associates. Lawyers for the people. Susana trying to now strike out the side. Big Al was 0-for-1 with a K earlier in the contest. The righty is 6 on the day. Always working through the stretch. 2-1, he curls and unfurls. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox have 3 hits on the day. The Red Nets just have 1. It was Brandon Pimentel's leadoff single back in the 4th. He was later picked off in the fray. 2-2, he winds and fires, and he swings and misses for strike 3. So Susana strikes out the side. That's number 7 on the day. And to the 5th we go in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Second, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your K9 companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow. And it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 5th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals as the first pitch to John McHenry is a square around the bunt. He yanks back. It's a strike. And the count starts at 0-1. 79 in the Fred Nats order. McHenry, Ochoa, and Nick Peoples. John McHenry steps back up to the dish. Oh, breaking ball low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. Steps back up to the dish after he finished off the 4th at the plate. But because Brandon Pimentel was picked off at 2nd, fresh count for McHenry, and he leads off the fray. 1-1 from Dean. After the long look in, he winds and fires. Breaking ball sails high and away, and it moves the count to 2-1. So Noah Dean, we were talking about him a little bit earlier in the broadcast to tease him even more and really what he's done here this season at the single A level. First the 2-1, Wines fires, he swings and lifts it down the first baseline. It will fall foul, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Hackensack, New Jersey. In his second season in Salem, his second full season of professional ball entirely, and was a young man who, quite frankly, had a lot of eyes on him, was a fifth-round pick 2 years ago in 2022. We mentioned the Commonwealth of Virginia connection, pitching at Old Dominion. 2-2, wave and a miss, he got him strike three. Number eight for Noah Dean, ties a season high, and there's one down. So yeah, played at ODU, and as Gio was alluding to a little bit earlier, he was a reliever in college. 18 saves his final season with the Monarchs, that's a school record for a single season. Pitched in Conference USA at the time to ODU in the Sun Belt Conference. First pitch, and it misses high and away to Nader Choa as the count starts at 1-0. Choa with a walk back in the third. And has come out of the pen a couple of times this year, but is transitioning into that starting rotation role for the Salem Red Sox. 1-0, wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. And again, we talk about, and everybody wants to talk about, well, who's next to go up here in Salem? Well, first off, quite frankly, we don't know. But at the same time, it is a worthy conversation because you look at a couple weeks ago, 1-1, swing and a miss through a high fastball. Moves the count to 1-2. Miguel Blaze goes up to Greenville. Since then, there has not been a full-time corresponding move. Now, Framie De Leon went up to AA Portland. Now back here in Salem. And, you know, purely speculation-wise, you think, well, the next to go up is probably a pitcher. You don't exactly know who that's going to be. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. And it evens up the count at 2-2. There are a couple of options. Noah Dean may be in there. Trenor O'Donnell. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Jojo Ingracia. But at the same time, the pitching staff is pretty crowded in Greenville. 2-2, lefty deals. Breaking ball sails high and away. And the count runs full.
You almost need some major league arms to go up and have a chain reaction.
So in order for guys to go up, you obviously have to have a spot. And obviously the big move made here recently in Salem, Yoelin Cespedes promoted from the FCL. Three balls, two strikes, and Dean deals. He swings and rockets it foul, first base side. Ochoa stays alive. But it does make you wonder. The thought creeps in your mind, no doubt about that. Three balls, two strikes. One down here, top five. And the lefty curls and unfurls. He swings and knifes it foul, first base side. Carbon copy of the previous pitch, and Ochoa spoils it once again. You need spots to go up, no doubt about that. But the Red Sox down here in Salem will take the current roster. 3-2, taken for strike three inside corner. And Ochoa can't believe it. How about that for Noah Dean? Season high number 9 on the day in strikeouts. And there's two down in the fifth.
Outstanding stuff. Electric stuff really all day long by Noah Dean. And how many times has he froze him with a fastball high and in? Might be the third one like that.
Brings up Nick Peoples now from the right side. First pitch, a breaking ball, just misses clipping the top of the zone. And the count starts at 1-0. So anyway, yeah, Yoelin Cespedes just came up from the FCL. The corresponding move was Diego Valoria hitting the development list. 1-0, breaking ball misses low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. And Cespedes has still yet to make his Salem debut. Hopefully that will come in the next couple of days. But currently on the single-A roster. 2-0, winds and fires. And it's in there for a strikeout or half. Moves the count to 2-1. Now, Peoples was a strikeout victim. Back in the third. Backwards K. For the starting left fielder this evening. 0-4 in the series with three Ks. 2-1, he swings and knifes it foul. Back to the screen, and it's two balls, two strikes. Just in case, Christian Vaquero awaits in the on-deck circle. At the top of the Fred Nats order. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top five here in Salem. The Sox lead it 1-0. And Noah Dean from the belt kicks and deals. Taken for strike three and a half. And Noah Dean's fired up. That's number 10. for the left-hander from New Jersey. And to the home after the fifth, we go in Salem. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And a huge thanks to our team historian, Jim, for just coming in here and giving us a wonderful stat on air, saying that Noah Dean, by the way, we mentioned it, it's his season high in strikeouts with 10 on the year. That's a season high for any Red Sox pitcher in 2024. Noah Dean has been dominant.
Yeah, he's been lights out, no doubt. And really working with that fastball in particular, Carter. Tops out around 94, and he's handcuffed him looking, just absolutely freezing batters with his pitch mix, right? Getting him to chase down and away with that breaking ball. And then his two-strike pitch has been the fastball high and in, and they have not had an answer. 10 strikeouts, struck out the side in the fifth to put a capper on it. If that's his night, because there is warming in the bullpen, if that's his night, really a season night right there for Noah Dean.
Here's Stanley Tucker, first pitch, and he sees the first pitch strike on the outside corner. Count starts at nothing and one. 8-9-1 in the Red Sox order. Stanley Tucker, Juan Montero, and his Ainsley Tello, as Harlan Susana is back of the bat for inning number 5 of work. Juan misses low and away. He evens up the count at 1-1. Again, shout out to Jim Bolton for coming in between innings and giving us that stat. You can tell season high in strikeouts from a personal level, but that was a nice find there by Mr. Fulton. But one just caught the outside corner of the zone for a strike, and it moves the count to 1-2. And Stanley Tucker, I don't think, appreciated the call. 101 fastball in the outer half.
Worth noting on the other side, 7 strikeouts through 4 innings of one-run baseball for Harlan Susana.
Yeah.
Got him 4 times with the slider, 3 times with 102-mile-an-hour fastball. So he's just as dialed for the most part. We got a pitcher's duel in the fifth.
0-1 kicks and deals. And he swings and nubs it back to the mound. Susan on a hop, gloves, and flips to first in time for out number 1. So Tucker now 0-2. I should say, he was 0-1 coming into the AB. The count was 1-2. Okay, 1-1 down for the Red Sox. As here's Juan Montero, the catcher.
That was unfortunate because I don't even think he was fully swinging. That was like a
quick
swing that caught the end of the bat.
Excuse me, swing, if you will, back to the bump. Montero's 0-1 on the day with a bounce out. Righty on righty matchup here. And here's the first pitch. He swings and misses. Count starts at nothing and one. So yeah, 10 Ks for Dean, 7 for Susana. And it's been, quite frankly, a pitcher's duel of a pitcher's duel we've seen here this season in Salem, if that makes any sense.
We knew it coming in. That was our headline, besides the Sox being lights out on Thursday.
Oh, one misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. Montero again is 0-1, but again, feels like every single time he finds his way into the starting lineup, he produces for the Salem Red Sox. 1-1 from the belt, breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner, and it moves the count to 1-2. It's a series debut, but you look back to Sunday in a loss against the Augusta Green Jackets. It was 2-for-4 in just the second appearance of that series in the 6-game set. 1-2, breaking ball just misses clip of the inside corner of the zone, and the count evens up at 2-2. And that was a close one. According to TrackMan, Pedro Torres says, "No, sir, Montero remains alive." 2-2, wave and a miss. He got him strike 3. Another strikeout number 8 for Susanna. And there's two down.
Went to that slider once again. 92 would have caught part of the plate down and away on its way out the back door. And just a disgusting pitch from Susanna.
Third time through the order now. Here's Nazan Zanicello, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. Batting 202 on the season, 4 homers and 10 ribbies. First pitch, and he sees a fastball called a strike. Outside corner at 100. And the count starts at nothing and one. On his on, you could say he has a little bit of the strikeout bug, per se. He was 0 for 3 yesterday with 2 Ks and a walk, but has gotten going more so at the plate. 0-1, skips in the dirt, evens up the count at 1-1. Sure, that was yesterday. But Tuesday, 3 for 3. 2 singles, a double, a walk. On Sunday, 1 for 4 with an RBI double. And then on Saturday, a single and a home run. 1-1, waving a tipper, first base side. Moves the count to 1-2. And talking to Eric Bach, the voice of the Fredericksburg Nationals, we were talking about Susanna before the game. When he's on, he's on. If things aren't going his way, he can snowball fairly fast, but today has certainly been his night.
You just got to be grateful that.
1-2, he swings and tips it into the mitt of Farmer. And there's strike 3. Number 9 for Harlene Susanna. We've seen 19 strikeouts combined through the first 5 frames. And we move to the 6th in Salem. 1-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
The Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 6th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0. The Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game 3 of this 6-game set. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Thursday evening. Well, Noah Dean's day is done, and you can see here on MILB TV, he was dialed in over the course of the contest. A season-high 10 strikeouts for the lefty from Old Dominion. It's a season-high for any Red Sox pitcher. And Salem will now give way to the right-hander, Max Carlson, out of the University of North Carolina. Christian Vaquero turns around, bats from the left side. The first pitch, he drubs up the middle to his left, Alcantara on the back end, throws to first, and what a play for out number one. Shaded to his right, backhanded the ball. The throw one up into the middle, Brooks Brandon. He holds the bag, and what a start to the frame. One down.
Yeah, how about that? Just outstanding by the second baseman, Marvin Alcantara. We've seen him do that all year.
So Vaquero now is 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch, and here's Elijah Green, the center fielder. So Carlson, the pitcher, on the bump. Here's his first pitch. It's a breaking ball that sails high inside. And the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Elijah Green is 0 for 2, 2 Ks. Sixth best prospect in the Nationals organization is 0 for 6 in the series. With 4 strikeouts, 1-0, he swings and knifes it foul down the first base line. Evens up the count at 1-1. And the former 5th overall pick in 2022. We mentioned the 52% strikeout rate a couple times over the course of the last few days. Kind of lived up to that hype, if you will. here in the series. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Moves the count to 1-2. And don't get me wrong, we point out these numbers. There is still a lot to like about Elijah Green, and he's a reason why the folks up in Washington, D.C. are still so psyched about this young man. Still just 20 years old, and there is time to continue to develop down here at the single-A level. 1-2 strikes. Long look in, and Max Carlson winds and fires. Breaking ball simmers low and outside, and it evens up the count at 2-2. 18th appearance for Carlson. 3-1 record, 2.57 ERA. Does have 5 saves in the back end of this Salem bullpen. 2-2, misses high and outside. Count runs full. 35 innings pitched, 47 strikeouts to 15 walks. Now, did have a brief stint in Greenville back in April, but just pitched in one game. 3-2, he kicks and deals. Wave and a miss, he got him, strike three. Elijah Green 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. It's the 11th for the Salem staff, and there's 2 down for Armando Cruz.
Insane. Good night for strikes for Tykes, that's for sure.
Yes. Shout out Mike, strikes for Tykes. The Bay Area, San Francisco, California. There's Cruz. He's 0-for-2. Also has a strikeout. First pitch, and he sees a breaking ball low and outside. Starts the count out at 1-0. Final line for Dean. 5 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. 1-0. Wave and a miss at the breaking ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Season ERA is down to 3.54. And now Carlson tries to continue the momentum. Also, by the way, Noah Dean, 81 pitches on the season. I believe that is a season high. 1-1 one strike, kicks and deals. And he sees one that misses low and outside. And it moves the count to 2-1. Cruz, the 26th best prospect in the Nats organization. Bounce out, and we mentioned the strikeout. 2-1 from Carlson. He misses in the dirt. And it runs the count to 3-1. Just in case, Brandon Pimentel is on deck. First baseman for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Game 3 of the 6-game set. Series tied at 1. 3-1. Misses low and in. And there's ball 4. 5-pitch walk allows a 2-out base runner. And here's Pimentel, the first baseman.
Well, Pimentel's a bat that can get you going if you're Fredericksburg. You need it in the worst way. That's the thing, right? Which bullpen's going to step up now?
Sure.
You got to think the starters' days are done. Tremendous starts in a pitcher's duel. If you're the Sox, you're saying thank you, Brooks, Brannon, and Nathaniel Uten for putting one on the board.
Absolutely. Here's Pimentel from the left side, first pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike of the knees outside corner. Count starts at nothing and one.
We were wrong, Carter. We thought it would be Trenor O'Donnell out of the bullpen, rather.
Yep. Could be a couple guys here this evening. But yeah, we mentioned on Tuesday the Red Sox 4-0 winners over the Fred Nats. So one, way able to miss. Threw a fastball, nothing and two. Pretty dominant one for Salem on Tuesday. Winning at 4-0. And then last night, that was another duel. Back and forth it went. Fred Nats came away victorious after a 2-run top of the ninth. 4-2. 0-2. Swinging another foul, first base side. Pimentel stays alive.
How about that? The first base coach just
kicked it.
Kept it in play with his foot.
Yeah.
Well, not in play, but kept it from
I understood
getting
what
further
you meant.
Away. Well, our listening audience
sure.
Did not.
But yeah, 4-2 loss for Salem yesterday. Trying to take the series lead here this evening. 0-2 from the belt. Breaking ball just misses low and inside. And Max Carlson was about 6 steps towards the third base dugout. He wanted that one. Pedro Torres says no, sir. And according to TrackMan, it was borderline. towards the bottom inside corner of the zone. Cruz off of first. And the throwback to first is not in time. Cruz back in at first. I'll tell you what, we have a giggly audience here this evening.
Indeed we do. They're having some fun down by the bar.
Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
Here in Salem, Virginia.
That's what you get with those $2 drafts.
Yes, absolutely. And Carlson steps off. One ball, two strikes, two outs.
Tell you what, we'll have some fun throwing those t-shirts in the bottom of the seventh.
Oh, I can't wait. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday games are the best. 1-2, runner off from first. It's a swing and a knifer foul, third base side. Pimentel stays alive. He's one for two with a bounce out and a single. Only base hit of the day for the Fred Nats. It was the first pitch he saw back in the top of the fourth. Just in case, Sammy Infante lurks in the on-deck circle. Lance back to first for Carlson. From the belt, here's the 1-2. As he winds and fires, runner off from first. He swings and lifts it into straightaway center. It's down for a base hit. Cruz to third. He'll stand up there as the throw comes to second. And Pimentel now 2-for-3 on the day. He's got a two-out single. And the Fred Nats are set up here in the sixth.
Yeah, all of a sudden, two quick outs. And then that walk kind of rejuvenated a little bit of life. Gave him a chance. And next thing you know, runners on the corner. It's two gone. Got to find a way to shut the door and stay in front here. A couple of jams that the Sox have worked themselves out of, but it's always been Noah Dean.
Brings up Infante now. 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. A base hit could give Fredericksburg, or rather, tie this ball game up at one. Off a third, Cruz. Pimentel off a first. And here's the first pitch. He takes off and misses outside. Throw it on to second. Cut off. Throw to the plate. Runner took off. The tag put down. It's in time. And Cruz says no, sir. Arguing with Pedro Torres, saying, I got in there. But according to Pedro, he did not. And that's how the inning comes to a close.
I think he's got a point
here. Here's the
Carter.
Replay on MILB TV. They threw down to second. They cut it off. The runner took off from third. The tag.
Oh,
I think he's out.
I think he's out.
I think he's out.
Now that we see it again, I think he's out. But is the foot obstructing?
So,
with that being said, if you still give him a clear path when you get the ball, you can block the plate once you receive the ball.
Oh, and Infante tosses, or rather, Cruz tosses the helmet in frustration. Now arguing with Richie Arredondo in the field. I'll tell you what, I think he was out.
I think he was out too.
Again, yes, blocking the plate is always a question.
But if you have the ball for... Can we get another look, guys?
And we'll keep it right here.
Yeah,
that's fine with
yeah, why
you.
Not? Let's keep it right here. If you can be in front of the plate and obstruct the line to the plate if you receive the ball before you're obstructing the plate. That's what I'm curious about, and to see if the argument is there.
So,
because they definitely tagged him before his foot got to the plate.
So it was a perfectly run play by the Red Sox. They threw down, but Alcantara came in to cut it off. And once Cruz took off from third, they threw down to the plate. The tag was definitely in time. Now, Cruz, to his credit, or I guess to his point, his foot got caught up. Because if his foot is not caught up in the dirt, I think he gets his foot in there. Nonetheless.
Well, his foot got caught up on Montero's left leg, I think. Like, he slid into Montero. Well, also, Noah Dean, you're right. They do go in and shower because Noah Dean's already liking my tweets about him.
here we go. Not meaning to cut you off.
Not at all. So, the throw down. Good to cut it off.
All right.
Is he obstructing? I mean, his foot is there before he gets the ball.
His foot does go into Juan Montero. And I think Sammy Infante, who was at the plate at the time, was arguing that as well. His foot did make contact with Montero. Nonetheless, the Sox will take it.
We're going to the bottom of the sixth, no matter what.
Home half of the sixth now. Here's Brooks Brannon. First pitch, misses high and away, and the count starts at 1-0. 2-3-4 goes in the Red Sox order. Salem on top, 1-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-0, winds and fires. He swings and knifes it foul, first base side.
Going through all that, Carter, new pitcher on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Johan Otanes. Comes in for Harleen Susana. So the tall righty that throws triple digits is off the bump, and Brandon's 2-for-2.
1-1, kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Runs the count to 1-2.
In just 10 total innings, Matanis has been pretty solid. One save, he's appeared in 9 total games.
Long look in, the righty deals. He checks, swings at a breaking ball. They appeal to first, and he did not go around, according to Richie Arredondo. He evens up the count at 2-2.
Not even close.
I didn't think so either.
Well, here's something to think about, Carter. We're in the sixth. We're in the sixth, right? Otanes has never gone more than 2 innings, and that only happened once. He's a one-inning kind of guy.
2-2. Wave and a miss at a disgusting breaking ball low and outside. Brooks down on strikes. First time he's retired today. And there's one down here in the sixth. So final line for Susada. You mentioned it just a little bit. 5 innings of 3 hit, 1 run ball. That run, though, was unearned. Sox scored on the Nedeni Utsin RBI single after the E5 on Nate Ochoa. Freddy Encarnacion, first pitch. He misses low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. 9 strikeouts for Susada. He pounded the strike zone, not just because of the strikeouts. Also had 0 walks. Sox lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0. Breaking ball just misses. At the belt inside. And it moves the count to 2 balls, no strikes. So a weird play ends the top of the sixth, and a perfectly executed one by the Red Sox.
Indeed.
2-0. Winds and fires. He swings, chops at third base side. On a hop, Ochoa. He throws across to first, and it's well in time. For out number 2. 5-3, put up, and here's Marvin Alcantara.
Well, that great line of 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 10 strikeouts on just 2 walks for Noah Dean. That brought his ERA down to 3.54 this year, so it helped him out big time. And again, he's been so dominant the last about month and a half.
Absolutely.
Slower start.
First pitch to Alcantara. He waves and misses at a breaking ball low and outside. Count starts at nothing and 1. Alcantara 0 for 2. Now he reached on the E5 that we just mentioned. They had Ochoa down at third. Bounced out in the third. 0-1, he curls and unfurls. And it skips in the dirt. And it evens up the count at 1 and 1.
Get this, Clark. Dean, 29 strikeouts amassed over his last 4 starts.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Dates back to all the way to the start of June for Noah Dean.
That's an average of over 7 Ks in appearance in the last 4 games.
1-1, he swings and rips it into left. It will be caught by a diving Nick Peoples. He started back, ranged in, and what a grab out and left to rob Marvin Alcantara of a 2-out single. Well, the defense has been on display as well. It's been a pitcher's duel, and defensively, those guys have helped out the arms. To the seventh we go in Salem. 1-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans. It's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here in the final three frames. 5-6-7 to go in the Fred Nats order. First pitch to Sammy Infante is chopped foul down the third baseline. And the count starts at 0-1. Max Carlson is on for his second inning of work. Infante, actually for the second straight inning, the Fred Nats are going to start with the guy who ended the previous inning at the plate because of two straight caught stealings. One at second, one on the double steal attempt at home plate. 0 for today for Infante, 0-1. He swings, grounds it up the middle off the glove of Carlson, deflects to Zanatello, he backhands, and no play at first. We'll see how it's scored. Hit off the mid of Max Carlson. That's probably a hit, and it is. Infield single off of Infante. And the Red Nats are set up here in the seventh.
Well, it's back-to-back hits. If you go back to the sixth inning, Brandon Pimentel with a base hit, and then on that double steal, when the inning came to a close. Double steal attempt, I should say. That was so big to keep the Fred Nats off the board, keep this game one zip.
First pitch to Caleb Farmer is a strike on the fastball inside edge. Count starts at 0-1. 0 for today for Farmer. No, for the Fredericksburg Nationals. They need to strike now. Trailing 1-0. Both sides have just three hits, and that includes the Infante leadoff single. 0-1 from the belt. And it misses high and tight. It's now thrown down to first. Is not in time. Diving back at head first, Infante. Two of the three Fred Nats hits have come from Brandon Pimentel, starting first baseman. Infante with the third. 1-1 from Max Carlson. Throw out of first, and it's not in time. Head first slide back in there, Sammy Infante, and we'll reset. Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, the Sox on top. Game three of the six-game set. The Sox were winners 4-0 on Tuesday. The Fred Nats got him back 4-2 yesterday. Throw to first again, and they may have had him picked off, and he's barely just back in there, Sammy Infante. And if he did get back in there, it was just by the fingertips of his right hand. Right back to work for Carlson. From the belt, he kicks into us. And he takes a strike on the breaking ball inside corner. And the count's 1-2. And now the Red Sox with that 1-0 lead. The Sox have not lost at home this season on Beer Mongers Night. Every Thursday night, when the Red Sox turn into the Salem Beer Mongers. 1-2. Breaking ball misses low and outside. It's now throw to first again. And boy, they're worried about Sammy Infante. Two balls, two strikes. And it's the first full six-game set of the second half. This could be a tone setter for the rest of the week. 6-0 at home, 10-1 overall. 2-2, he swings and misses for strike three. That is a big-time strikeout for Max Carlson. And there's one down. Second of the day, number 12 for the staff. Second for Carlson, more specifically. And number 12 for the Salem Red Sox. Here's John McHenry from the left side. Starting second baseman is 0-1 with a walk. First pitch, and the throw to first again. Not in time. McHenry comes in at 125. A homer, six ribbons. Making his second appearance of the series after getting the start yesterday. First pitch. Breaking ball sails on away. The count starts at a ball and no strikes. Juan Montero now going to call a timeout. Have a conversation with the ready Carlson.
Well, you know what? Max Carlson, no stranger to those baby blues.
Mentioned in Chapel Hill with the North Carolina Tar Heels. And a 12th round pick a season ago out of Edina, Minnesota.
That place was a spectacle this postseason. You went to a game, no?
I did. Chapel Hill. Played LSU.
That like
pretty rad.
as
let me tell you,
as advertised.
I mean, it's great. I mean, any college baseball atmosphere down there in North Carolina is pretty tremendous. East Carolina, I think, is one of the best.
But North Carolina. Did you go to a game there too?
We did in Greenville.
All in like 2 days.
2 days, yeah. I was in town visiting some friends, kind of in between the two towns, and right back to work for Max Carlson. Oh no, the righty deals. Misses low and outside, and it moves the catch to 2-0. But North Carolina, that fan base loves their Tar Heels, mainly in basketball, but of course you have your football and baseball crowd as well.
Well, too bad we don't have that guy here that was here last Sunday.
Absolutely. 2-0, misses low and in. Three balls, no strikes.
He was decked out head to toe in Jordan Tar Heel gear.
He was wearing a Carolina flat brim hat. A Michael Jordan jersey, Carolina blue pants.
No, he was wearing the uniform shorts.
Oh, yes, that's what I mean. Yeah. Better way to describe it, though. 3-0, and he takes it low and in. 4-pitch walk, there's ball four. And just like that, first and second, one down for the Fred Nats and Nate Ochoa.
Not to mention his Air Jordan.
And the Carolina blue socks.
Yes.
He was into the game, too. Let's go, boys.
He was. He was the rowdiest fan in attendance.
Ochoa's 0-for-1 with a walk. Three hits apiece for each side. The Red Sox with a 1-0 lead. Trying to keep it right here. Nobody loosening in the Red Sox bullpen. It's Max Carlson's frame for now. First pitch. Wave and a miss. And a beautiful breaking ball low and in. Count starts at 0-1. Nate Ochoa, the starting third baseman, honestly has the key moment in this game. The Red Sox had their lone run on an unearned run. Now, Nathaniel Uten had the RBI single through the left side, but it was set up by an Ochoa E5 down at third. No balls and a strike. Kicks and deals. And did they call a balk? Yes, they did. And that's costly. Both runners are going to advance 90 feet. As to third goes Infante, McHenry to second, and now all of a sudden, the go-ahead run is in scoring position for the Fredericksburg Nationals. See the replay on MILB TV. I think it's that slight hitch, the front foot, right before he started through his windup. Corners play in, middle infield plays back. There's been traffic on the base pass for the Fred Nats. Can they take advantage? On one. Wave and a miss. Way outside on the breaking ball. Sets it up at 0-2.
Oh, a strikeout would be astronomical right here.
Ginormous.
1-0 game. Carlson shut the door.
Infante at third, McHenry at second. No balls, two strikes. Carlson from the belt will deliver. And he swings and misses for strike three. What do you know it? A strikeout and a big one for Max Carlson. For the righty out of North Carolina, that's number three and could have been a bigger one here in the seventh. There's two down.
13th on the day for the Sox, third for Carlson, 10 out of your starter, Noah Dean. And now all you need is a ground ball. Fly out, you'll take anything.
Here's Nick Peoples from the left side. Had the diving play in the home half of the sixth. First pitch. And it misses low and in on the breaking ball. Got starts at a ball and no strikes. Robin Marvin Alcantara lined the ball down the left field line. He came in and made the play. And now trying to give the Fred Nats the lead. 0-for-5 in the series with four strikeouts. Does have a walk, the 1-0. Breaking ball in their first strike outside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. Top of the order, and Christian Vaquero also waits on deck. This is a big AB in this ball game. Infante is way off the bag down at third. Entire infield plays back with two down, 1-1. He swings and drubs it. Third base side, charging Encarnacion. Gloves, throws to first, it sails high tack, but down in time for out number three. The Red Sox continue to find the unconventional way to work out of a jam. And it's stretch time in Salem. Another look on MILB TV. Brooks Brennan lays down the tag, and that's how the inning comes to a close. Stretch time in Salem as we move to the home half of the seventh. 1-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. I got a great one here on a Thursday night. The Sox lead it 1-0, and here's how they kept the lead. Slow roller to Freely Encarnacion. He gloves it, throws to first, and sails high. Brooks Brandon lays down the tag to retire Nick Peoples. And that's how the Red Sox kept the lead.
Heck of a play by Brooks Brandon.
It's down to U10, waves and tips one foul, third base side on the first pitch he sees. And the count starts at 0-1.
And Fraley knew it, too. He was like, oh. The way that he was running in, he knew he had the time, right? So he was getting as close as he could to Brooks before throwing it, and it almost cost him.
He kind of short-armed him, you can see on the replay.
It almost cost him.
Matthew Bohlenbacher also is the new pitcher on the bump for the Fred Knights.
Just goes to show he kind of, you don't want to say felt the pressure of the moment.
Sure.
But felt the pressure of the moment.
The ball's in a strike. Nathaniel Utsen sees one low and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. Bohlenbacher, a little bit of a homecoming out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Now, not exactly close to Salem, about 4 hours down the road, 1-1. He swings and pops it up down the third baseline. Inbound ground to Choa, and he can't make the play. Counts 1-2. So, yeah, Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's about 4 hours down the road in the 757. But back in the Commonwealth after playing his college ball at Dallas Baptist. Fantastic mid-major baseball program in the Missouri Valley. Doesn't have a decision this year, but does have a 3.07 ERA across 16 appearances. 29 1/3. 26 strikeouts to 5 walks, and he swings and knifes it foul third base side. Does the Danny at 10. He stays alive on the 1-2. And I'm getting a text now from Tyler Cass saying, wouldn't it be more of a homecoming when he's playing at home in Fredericksburg? Yeah, I think Tyler makes a great point, actually. Fredericksburg a little bit closer. 1-2, breaking ball low and inside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Fredericksburg from Virginia Beach is probably about 2.5 hours, depending on traffic. 2-2, misses low and in, and the count runs full. Depending on traffic, about 2.5 hours. From here, it's about 4.
I've lived in Southwest Virginia for, 3 years now?
Virginia Beach is on the other
side
of the state.
I've never been to Virginia Beach.
3-2, wave and a miss. Got him strike 3. The strikeout theme continues. And there's one down as you 10 Ks for the second time today.
You're talking, a 5-hour drive out there?
From Blacksburg? Yeah, every bit of it. Here's Framby DeLeon. Switch hitter steps in from the left side. He is 0-2 on the day with a strikeout. But regardless, Bohlenbacher gets the homecoming in the Commonwealth. First pitch sails high away, and the count starts at 1-0. Getting a pitch in Fredericksburg and now in Salem after playing his college ball in Dallas, Texas. 1-0, wave and a miss through a high fastball. Evens up the count at 1-1. So far today, crunching the numbers, 11 strikeouts for the Fred Nats as a staff. Susana had 9. Otana has had 1. And Bohlenbacher now with 1. But one misses high and away. Moves the count to 2-1. The Red Sox, 13 as a staff. Noah Dean with 10. Max Carlson is 3. Through two innings of work. 2-1. He swings. Lines the right side. What a stop. Pimento gets to his feet. Races to first. The flip is in time for out number 2. I'll tell you what, GM. The pitching has been the story, but the defense overall has just continued to help out these guys. And just like that, there's 2 down.
Yeah. Last week, this week, same thing. Augusta brought their game. The Sox have brought their game 2 weeks in a row, and Fredericksburg's been up to the task as well defensively. Whole lot of defensive talent out there, particularly in the infield for the Nationals.
Brings of Albert Feliz now. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Count starts at 0-1.
Now would be a nice time for an A-bomb because the Sox could really use an insurance run.
A 1, he swings and rips it down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Big out rounds first, and we'll pump the brakes there. He's got a 2-out single, and there you go, right on cue. Sox are set up here in the 7th.
Oh, it didn't go over the wall, but
no.
We'll take it.
Only the 4th hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox. And here's Stanley Tucker. Tucker 0-2, a strikeout and a bounce out. Starting center fielder for the Salem Beer Monsters. First pitch from the stretch. Misses low and in, and the count starts at 1-0. I still think you need the insurance run.
Yeah.
I don't think this game is going to end at 1-0.
I'm with you, man.
Not seen a lot of scoring this week, though. Last 2 weeks, really. 1-0. He swings and pops it up down the right field line. False foul.
Well, there just comes a point where you got to think something's got to give, right? That's 2 jams that the Sox have worked out.
Yes. 1-1, 1-1 to Stanley Tucker. Juan Montero waits in the on-deck circle. And the 1-1. Breaking ball just misses clipping the outside corner of the zone. And it moves the count to 2-1. 4 hits for Salem, 3 for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 2-1, he winds and fires. He swings and drips it foul, third base side. Evens up the count of 2-2. Albert Feliz waits at first after the 2-out single. And if you can get Tucker on, he gets to Montero, and then you get back to the top of the order. And who knows what can happen after that. Bohlenbacher comes set, and the 2-2. High and tight it goes, and the count runs full. So that releases Big Al off of first. He'll be going on the pitch. Ball in the gap. Who knows? Maybe can score Feliz from first. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pimento plays behind the bag at first. And the righty deals. He swings and rips it down the third baseline. It's a fair ball for a base hit. Out of third. The throw there is way off target. Tucker off a first throw. Back there. Sails away. And Feliz is going to score. To second Tucker. And the Sox lead it 2-0.
Hey, he'll take it. A little bit aggressive on the base paths, right? Big Al takes off from second, induces a throw there that was off the line and pretty far off the bag over at first. Stanley Tucker, he gets him to throw over there, and that's just airmailed big time by Ochoa. He wishes he had that one back. The Sox take advantage. The aggression pays off, and there's your insurance run.
So That's a single for Stanley Tucker. That is the 2nd error of the game for Nate Ochoa down at 3rd. Both of them have resulted in runs. The only 2 runs for the Salem Red Sox. So a single, advancing Big Al to 3rd. They try to throw him out there, and though Al was not the fastest runner down there, they weren't going to tag him.
No.
Even if the throw was on target.
And both of those E5s now, Carter. Both
yes.
Against Ochoa.
And by Stanley White, Stanley Tucker was too far at first. Now, the throwback to first, if it's on target, I think Tucker's going to be out.
I thought he might have been in there, but we'll never know.
Yes. It was going to be close.
It was going to be close. He was off of first big time. He was definitely far off of first.
And then once he got away, it allowed a run to score, and the Red Sox have that much-needed insurance run. After the meeting on the bump, here's Juan Mancera. Tucker off a second. And the first pitch. Breaking ball just misses low to away. One ball, no strikes. Juan Mancera in the nine hole is 0 for 2. Bounce out and a strikeout. One ball, no strikes. Runner off from second. He swings and pops it up. Straight away center. Elijah Green misread it. Moving back towards the track. Basket style. Catch is not made. A run scores. Montero motoring to third. The throw there will be not in time. RBI triple. And the Sox lead it 3-0.
Misplay and a half out in center by Elijah Green, Carter. And he just lost this thing up above the lights, it almost looked like. Should have been a routine flyout. Came in on it, and that ball just kept carrying on him. Sox up 3-0. It's a hit all day long, though.
Absolutely.
I think he misplayed it off the bat.
So much so that you think that the fly ball is going to land out in shallow center field. Here's Nizan Zenitella. First pitch, he swings and grounds it right side. McHenry on three hops, gloves, throws to first, and there's out number three. But the Red Sox get two in the most thirsty Thursday way possible.
Yeah.
As we move to the top of the eighth in Salem. 3-0, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-0, the Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the eighth. Ready to take us the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Well, appreciate it, Carter. In the most thirsty Thursday way possible, this game has gotten a little bit tipsy.
That's
the Red
been.
Sox up 3-0. They scored two in the home half of the seventh inning. An error, the second one by the third baseman, Nate Ochoa-Leyva, helped them out. Three hits for the Sox, but a misplay out in center field by Elijah Green, and next thing you know, it's a 3-0 deficit in favor of Salem. First pitch misses down and away to the top of the order, Christian Vaquero, and it's 1-0. Max Carlson on the hill for the Sox, entering now his third inning of work. He gathers at the belt, winds and fires 1-0. Fastball strikes the outside corner, 1-1. Christian Vaquero so far today struck out looking, was hit by a pitch, and grounded out to the right side of the infield at second. Carlson delivers, 1-1. Check swing, did he go on a pitch that missed high? Field umpire Richie Arredondo says he did after the appeal, and it's 1-2.
Nice pitch there for Max Carlson. Here's the replay, let's see. That is borderline, about
it
as
is.
Borderline as it can get for Christian Vaquero. But a tough call for Richie Arredondo in the field down the first baseline for a lefty.
Carlson brings home the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Gave him the fastball high and tight at 92 on the gun, and there's one gone in the eighth. Vaquero strikes out for the second time tonight. Carlson has his fourth.
All right, so I was crunching some numbers halfway or in between innings, I guess I should say. There's only been three guys between each side that has not struck out this evening. Only three guys within the starting 18, if you will.
Well, the Sox have 14 combined strikeouts as a staff. First pitch to Elijah Green. He skies one high into the air. into the gap, right center field. Underneath it, Framie DeLeon, the right fielder, comes in two steps, makes a head-high catch for out number two.
Freddy Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, the two for the Red Sox. And Brandon Pimentel is the one for the Fred Nats, who has yet to strike out today. Everybody else in both starting nines have at least one strikeout. Excuse me.
It's been a pitcher's duel.
It has been.
A pitcher's duel in every facet of the imagination. Armando Cruz from the right side. Two gone, nobody on, first pitch. And he eyes up a breaking ball down and away for ball one. 3-0 lead for the Sox, out hitting Fredericksburg 6-3 after three base hits in that seventh inning to propel them in front. 1-0. Swing and a tipper into the mitt of Juan Montero, evens it up 1-1. Cruz so far tonight, he walked back in the sixth. He was caught stealing at home plate, a part of that double steal attempt. That was one of those moments in the game where we said, yeah, we're going to come back to that. Would have tied it up at one, 1-1. Breaking ball pierces the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Cruz also grounded out back to the pitcher, and like you alluded to, Carter, struck out swinging.
And now Carlson's starting to feel it, too. It just kind of feels like on the bump.
The former Tar Heel peers down to home plate. Gazes above the webbing, deals 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball, down and away. Carlson with his 15th of the night for the Sox, and we go to the home half of the eighth, ready to sing Sweet Caroline with a 3-0 lead. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth with a 3-0 lead here in Salem. Red Sox ready to go 2-3-4 in the batting order. Brooks Brannon, Freddy Encarnacion, and Marvin Alcantara, which has been the heart of the order so far tonight. On the other side, the Fredericksburg Nationals watching this one creep away from them after three consecutive hits and an error helped out. They give the Red Sox two runs in the home half of the seventh inning. Cushioning what was once a 1-0 lead for the Sox to now a 3-run advantage. Brooks Brannon stands in from the right side. New pitcher on the hill. Bubba Hall deals. First offering, a breaking ball. Misses high and in, and the count now 1-0. Bubba Hall, the new arm on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Third arm of the day, the 1-0. He swings, drives it high into the air, straight away center field. Watch this baby fly off the top of the wall for Brannon. Hauling around second, Brannon stands up at third with a leadoff triple in the eighth.
Off the very top of the wall in straightaway center field. You cannot hit a ball farther than that and not leave the yard.
It leaves in all 30 Major League ballparks. And at Coors Field, it was gone by a mile. Here's Freddy Encarnacion from the right side. First pitch, and he eyes up a fastball for a strike on the outer half, nothing at one. Bubba Hall, the 24-year-old righty, played his college ball at Dallas Baptist. He deals 0-1. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball once again. Quickly two strikes against Encarnacion, the 265 hitter. Fairly a rare hitless night tonight. Brooks Brannon, by the way, is now 3-for-4. 0-2. Swing and a tipper, back to the netting with steam. Bites it off to stay alive at 0-2. On deck, Marvin out country. Nathaniel Utet in the hole. And all of a sudden, the Sox have come to life the last couple of innings. Brandon off a third. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball downstairs. One gone. Here's Marvin Alcantara, aboard with an error in the first. Grounded out and lined out after that. But he has been one of the hottest wands for the Red Sox in the month of June. First pitch. Fastball scolds in there for strike number one. Alcantara so far this series, look at what he's done. Not to mention his incredible defense tonight at second. He looks at a fastball down and away, evens it up. 21. On Tuesday, Marv with a base hit and a home run on top of a walk. That's just his second single-A home run of the season. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball, 1-2. Yesterday, Marv got the night off. The rare night off for Marvin Alcantara.
Yes, absolutely.
Second on the team in games played. The 1-2. He swings, nice hit the opposite way, down the right field line towards the corner. Brandon scores with ease. Alcantara around first. It's picked up and cut off on the throw from right field. RBI double, Marvin Alcantara, and the Sox are up 4-0.
Well, that fourth run was crucial. Eighth hit for the Red Sox. They have turned it on in the last two frames. And now you feel like you have quite a bit of insurance. And the Denyu Tim will now try and make it to the point where, hey, face it now, he can't even bring the timer to the plate.
Here's Nathaniel Utent from the left side. Remember, he got this bad boy going with an RBI single. That was in the first inning. The Sox did not score between the first and then the seventh. He swings, chops it right side, and it pierces off the front of the first base bag, foul. 0-1. Sox and Nationals both scoreless. The second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Two runs in the bottom of the seventh for Salem. One more here in the eighth. Looking for more with the runner in scoring position. One gone for Nathaniel Utent. It's a 4-0 lead for the Sox. 0-1. He swings, sends a line drive into right field, down for a base hit. Marvin Alcantara has the red light at third. There's runners on the corners with one out.
And a wise choice to hold Marvin Alcantara. You don't want to get him thrown out of the play. And now all of a sudden, again, Remy De Leon an opportunity to really break this bad boy open. And throw a nice little cushion for the Salem Red Sox.
And this induces a mound visit here. The entire infield converges. Out comes the pitching coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals to have a dialogue here. Carter, what do you think the conversation is?
Need a double play ball. Need a ground ball. So you got to keep it at four runs. There's no doubt about that. Absolutely have to keep it at four runs. And if you can't, I don't want to say the game's over, but, you know, it's been a tough uphill climb for the Fred Nats all day long. So you need to give your offense a chance here.
What's at stake, you might ask? Well, the Red Sox are looking to make it 7-0 on Thirsty Thursdays here in Salem as the Beer Mongers. They're looking to make it 11-1 on the season in Thursdays altogether. I'll tell you what, for a team that has the top opposing batting average and lowest earned run average on Thursdays in the Carolina League, pickoff over to first. At first slide, Utens in there safely. This will help that out even more so because they've yet to give up a run and have only surrendered three hits.
Yes, absolutely.
They've dealt 14 total strikeouts. First pitch to De Leon. Runner goes. He swings and misses on a fastball. Throw down to second. In time. They got him. And that's the second out as Utent is caught stealing.
Perfect throw.
Richie Arredondo pondered it for quite some time. Another look. Perfect throw, and you run on a fastball. You're taking a gamble.
Yeah. Well, and I think they were maybe a little surprised he threw through there in that situation.
0-1. This is high in. De Leon ducks below a 91-mile-an-hour heater. Ball at a strike for Framing. He's 0-for-3 today. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Handcuffed him high and tight. Another fastball. 1-2. got a runner off at third, two gone. Marvin Alcantara 90 feet away from a fifth Red Sox run. Now out hitting Fredericksburg 9-3. They can sniff 7-0 on Thursdays. And a 2-1 lead in the series. 1-2. He turns away from the fastball inside. Deuces wild at 2-2.
Albert Feliz on deck. Does look like there is somebody warming up in the Salem bullpen. So don't think it's going to be Max Carlson in the top of the ninth.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, gave him a heater. Middle of the zone. And De Leon missed on it. Well, the Sox, they had another. It's 4-0. RBI double for Marvin Alcantara brings home Brooks Brannan after his triple off the top of the center field wall. And with two runs in the seventh, one run in the eighth, and a run back in the first, the Red Sox are up 4-0. Can they close it out in the ninth? Final swings for Fredericksburg. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
It's the top of the ninth here in Salem. 4-0 lead for the Red Sox. Final three outs for the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are being out hit 9-3 and outscored 4-0. Carter, new pitcher on the hill, and it looks like they're taking a look at something here with the training staff. Nathaniel Cruz ready to throw on the bump for the Sox, and Max Carlson is out after being the first arm out of the bullpen for Noah Dean. What is this conversation? This looks like some Edwin Diaz type stuff.
Well, I would have said that, but the fact that the trainer is out there makes me believe otherwise. But again, when you come into a game, I don't think this is that type of situation, but when you come into the game as a closer, they check you before the half inning.
Okay.
Which is the difference, because you can't be checked after the game's over, necessarily. Talking to Stephen Langdon now, our video. Say your title.
Video production manager.
Video production. Oh, I get it. Okay. I'm always so concerned. Video production manager. Perfect. Sorry, Stephen. So his hand is bleeding. His finger's bleeding.
Yes.
Finger's bleeding. So they're trying to work on that. I figured it wasn't a sticky stuff situation with the trainer out there.
No, he's had issues with this in his entire time in Salem.
Well, there you go.
The scene, like I said, sometimes cut up his fingers a little bit.
Sure. All right, talking to Steven, yeah, so continues to have this issue with a cut on his finger, if you will. So they're working on that, trying to get that situation sorted out before he's ready to go, because as baseball fans may remember, you can't, Trevor Bauer, Cleveland, Toronto, you can't have a pitcher out there bleeding. As you also can't, yes. I'm going to give you the headset, actually.
Look, we're on TV.
Yeah, so they, of course, check for foreign substances, and, you know, if they see blood or anything like that, it's very much like in basketball,
sure,
where, you know, if there's blood on the jersey, you gotta, you know.
Yeah, health concerns, safety concerns.
Absolutely, sure. So.
Well,
there
shouldn't
be any issue with him throwing right now, though.
We gotta tell my guy he's gotta work up some calluses so his fingers don't keep ripping open throwing the baseball. Oh, now they're going to check him out once again, and they're laughing about it. And now they're signaling back to the bullpen again. No way. This is something. I have never seen this. Cruz seems a little bummed about it.
So what probably happened is that he threw that one ball,
and then
it ripped it up again. So what they were probably trying to do is, you know, glue the skin back together. So it looks like CJ Wines will actually be coming in.
Hey, that's
that is unfortunate for Nathaniel Cruz. Such a big spot too, right? Trying to get the final three outs. Well, to kind of bring you back down to earth a little bit, 4-0 the Red Sox lead it. Top of the ninth inning. Looking to close the door with the final three outs of the ball game and come home with the win.
All right, so yeah. So he's bleeding too much. And once he came out to throw the warm-up pitch, as Steven alluded to, yeah, I think the cut must have just reopened. And you can't, if you're bleeding, obviously that, then it's a health and safety concern.
Sure.
So you can't keep him in the game. So unfortunately, he's out of the game after before throwing a pitch, I should say. And now C.J. Wines is in a non-save situation, I should say.
Well,
but very weird start to the ninth.
You got to wonder how much C.J. Wines has had the opportunity to warm up.
Well, he's going to have all the time older. He needs.
Sure. But that's still not the, you know, the full, hey, you knew you were about to go into the game.
Well, and the adrenaline rush. It's not a safe situation, but to come out of the bullpen to close the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What would be your approach here? Like, bang a Red Bull and head out there?
A Celsius?
It's true. They sell Celsius at the ballpark.
No, you can't.
I'm no longer a proponent.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't have the time. I would assume I don't think he's coming in. Well, he might be playing cold out of the pen. He is going to have as much time as he needs to warm up. But just kind of a wild start to the ninth inning. Not a similar situation. Well, I should say this. Not the same situation as Edwin Diaz's, but a similar situation in terms of how drawn out the top of the ninth is coming.
Sure.
I mean, that ninth inning at Wrigley the other day between the Mets and the Cubs was as long as it could get, because they took Drew Smith out of the game and pitches in.
That's true. Well, we can talk about this. What are you going to get at Mac and Bob's after the game?
Oh, true. I forgot about that.
We're going out
Mac and Bob's
for a post-game bite.
With Eric?
With Eric, the Fred Nath broadcaster, and then, of course, our crew, Steven and Will. Mac and Bob's, local favorite. That's where we do the media day.
Yeah, we got to get Bill back out in the wild. First time we've seen Wild Bill, Will Howell behind the scenes. First time we've ever seen him out in the wild, other than you've seen him at the gym sometimes. But, yeah, looking forward to the trip to Mac and Bob's.
What are these?
Bucks?
All of a sudden, the press box infested.
I'm heading downstairs.
You're going to leave me alone.
About to talk to Noah Dean, hopefully postgame, if the Sox can keep this four-run lead.
4-0, Red Sox in front. We're ready to go. Top of the ninth inning. Brandon Pimentel stands in from the left side. C.J. Wines on the bump, righty on lefty. And the first offering fisted back foul into the seats, 0-1. Pimentel got that batting average all the way up to 280 on the season. Carter's heading down for the post-game interview. Pimentel's got two base hits today, a pair of singles. 0-1. He swings and tips it back, a slow roller that doesn't quite get off the grass onto the warning track behind home plate. Nothing and two. Red Sox looking to make it 7-0 at home on Thursday nights. 11-1 in total on the season. The anomaly continues if they can close the door. 0-2. Spiked in the dirt, deflects away from Montero to the netting. 1-2. C.J. Wines, righty for the Sox, 23-year-old out of Illinois, sixth-round pick. 1-2. Misses down and away with a fastball, 2-2. Played his college ball at Western Kentucky. 0-2 on the year, has three saves to his name. This is not a save situation. 4.87 earned run average in 16 games. 20 to third total on the inning count. 2-2. Swinging a chopper right side, foul. He'll do it again. He's dealt 26 total strikeouts. this season. You contrast that to 14 total walks. Takes a long look in. Nods yes, gathers at the belt. Fires the 2-2. Ring him up, strike three. 87-mile-an-hour slider taken at the knees, one gone in the ninth. That's number 16 as a staff today for the Red Sox. Between Dean's 10, Carlson's 5, and Wines' his first. From the right side, Sammy Infante, base hit for him in the seventh. Struck out twice as well, as one of just three hits on the day. First pitch. Fastball simmers high, 1-0. Well, this is the spot to have up, right? Because you only have three hits if you're the Nationals, and two of them were from Pimentel, who was just sat down on the strikeout, and then Infante has one. 1-0. Swinging a tipper. Foul, 1-1. On deck, Caleb Farmer, 0-for-3 with a strikeout. In the hole, John McHenry. He did walk twice. He's 0-for-1 with a pair of walks. 4-0 this score. One gone, top of the ninth in Salem. Red Sox on the verge from a seventh Thursday night win here at home in 2024. Looking to go 4-2 in the second half as well. 1-1. Fastball high and away, 2-1. And that can really go a long way, right? 4-2 start. Two balls and a strike for Infante. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, take it for a strike, 2-2. Well, tonight in the Carolina League, you got a tie towards the top. Almost everybody 3-2. Carolina losing to Lynchburg, and they did lose 5-4 the final. The breaking ball misses down, an appeal, and Richie Arredondo in the field says he didn't go. It's full 3-2. So that's big, because Lynchburg was 3-2, so now they're going to be 4-2. You could have a two-way tie at the top between the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Again, it's so early. But always something to look out for. The Mudcats won the first half. Payoff pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses down and away. One out walk. Brings up Caleb Farmer. Top of the ninth between Columbia and Kannapolis in the South. Columbia leads it 4-1. Kannapolis won the South Division in the first half. 4-0 the score here, of course, in favor of Salem. Myrtle Beach, top of the eighth against Fayetteville. They lead it 5-0. First pitch to Farmer. A fastball, misses outside, 1-0. Final score between Delmarva and Down East. The Shorebirds win it 4-3. They're catching a little bit of steam in the second half so far. Charleston beat Augusta 4-1. Wines deals, 1-0. Swing at a chopper, left side, past the diving glove of Zanatello. Through for a base hit. First and second for the Fred Nats here in the ninth. With one gone. Just the fourth hit of the day, believe it or not, for Fredericksburg. Here's John McHenry. And another final between Down East and Delmarva as they played two today. 5-1, the final score in the other one, in favor of Delmarva. So they win both in the doubleheader against the Wood Ducks. Mound visit here for the Red Sox. The entire infield converges. CJ Wines having a conversation with his guys, Juan Montero, Brooks Brannan, Freylian Carnacion in there, Zanatello, Contra, and our home plate umpire Pedro Torres breaks up the party. Back Back to baseball we go. First and second for the Fred Nats. Top of the ninth. One gone. 4-0 lead for the Sox. John McHenry from the left side. He's walked twice tonight and struck out. First pitch. He nubs it off the bottom of his bat. Foul. 0-1. Well, in the organization tonight, top of the organization, Boston Red Sox have the night off before a home stretch in three games coming up against the San Diego Padres at Fenway Park. 0-1 to McHenry. He swings, lifts it high into the air, straight away center field, chasing after it, Stanley Tucker. He stops, makes the head-eye catch for out number two. Nobody moves. Two gone in the ninth. Fredericksburg down to their final out. It's Nate Ochoa. Oh, bottom of the fifth. Up in AAA, Scranton-Wilkes-Barre with a 4-3 lead over Worcester. Out hitting the Woo Sox 7-5. That's the resumption of a doubleheader. First pitch to Ochoa. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Earlier today, Worcester beat the Rail Riders 8-3. Final score between the Binghamton Rumble Ponies and the Portland Sea Dogs. Binghamton wins it 8-0. In double A. 0-1 misses down and out with a fastball, 1-1. Then in high A, final score, Greenville takes down the Hickory Crawdads, 2-1. Final score. Down south, Greenville wins it. What a roster the Drive have all of a sudden. 1-1. Fastball called a strikeout or half. It's 1-2. The Fred Nats down to their final out. Justin Singh-Garcia homered earlier tonight up in Greenville for the Drive. One ball, two strikes. First and second, two gone. CJ Wines, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball. Down and away. 17th strikeout of the night for the Red Sox as a staff. Number two for Wines. Five of them for Carlson. 10 of them for the starter, Noah Dean. And two up dirty water because the Red Sox win it. 4-0, the final score. 7-0 at home on Thirsty Thursdays in 2024. 11-1 on the season on Thursday nights. And the Red Sox are off to a 4-2 start in the second half. They lead the series 2-1. What a night altogether, a pitcher's duel early on. Noah Dean, your player of the game, a sensational 5-inning, 3-hit, no walk, 10-strikeout performance by Noah Dean. And we take you back to this, the play that changed the tides of this game with a 1-0 Red Sox lead. A caught stealing on a double steal attempt. And then all of a sudden the offense started to rake. RBI single out in Etainu U10. Strikeouts galore. In the seventh inning, the Sox put up two. And then Brooks Brandon kept it going in the eighth. A triple. RBI double for Marvin Alcantara. Your final score tonight, 4-0 in favor of the Sox. For everybody that makes the magic happen behind the scenes, for Will Howell, our video production assistant, for Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, and for my broadcast partner, Carter Hill, I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and good night from Salem. But the final score is 4-0. The Red Sox win it.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.